This free program is paid for by the listener members of KPFT Houston. If you're not already a member, think about joining with us to help keep free speech alive.
And good night.
You guys might want to just keep talking. We don't have any music to play here.
Okay. But it says 12:59 and 56 seconds, and Chris is like hovering behind you. Hey, Jimmy comes in here and hijacks my damn show all the time.
You could have picked something off the iPod.
He took at least 4 minutes of my time.
Well, you know what he wants to actually jack is not your show.
It's a hijack.
Talking.
I think he's more interested in a low jack.
We're not dead air. We're not stoned.
Who says?
Can I say that on
I'm not. Certainly not. I'm taking the moral high ground tonight, which so rarely happens. Really, you know, I do get totally pissed off about the whole idea of my platform. If I ever ran for office, would be Nunya. And thanks for ruining it for me. Would be Nunya. That it really is nobody's business what we do behind closed doors, as long as no one's being hurt. Seriously. Well, unless you want to be and you're a legal adult. Unless you like that sort of thing.
And you have a code word.
Okay, guys.
Yep.
Good night, everybody.
Yay! We'll see you next year. Good night, Doc.
Christmas upon us, it's time to be honest. Follow my dreams and faith. A life of delusion and gender confusion that no longer will be the case.
I never wanted army men or basketballs. I only wanted pantyhose and Barbie dolls. And dressing up in mother's clothing. Feeling only feminine. It always seems so useless trying to be a man. Now that the ghost of Christmas passed, and now it feels like the very first time. Cause it's gonna be the very first time that Christmas feels right to me. And I know that I'm looking good, just like a real girl should.
It's my first Christmas as a woman.
Reconstructed all my genitals, and now I'm waiting underneath the mistletoe for a guy who can love a girl like me. I took the hormones and I got my breasts. This season's gonna be the best to me. I won't have to tuck it behind me since I got my brand new vagina. It's my first Christmas as a woman.
Again, I can't get away from commercialization. I don't want to be the holidays. Those sneaky rum canapes. I'm supposed to buy presents for lovers and friends to show them that I really care. But 63 cents on the dollar to spend doesn't leave me a whole lot to spare. Though I love to spend time with my nephews and nieces, can't show my lifestyle to them. This pretense is tearing me all to pieces. I want to be real, especially with them. The nuclear family is all over TV, so I keep looking, I can't find me. Oh, I hate the holidays.
Warning. The following program contains subject matter that portrays gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgendered people as first-class citizens, deserving of an equal share of the American dream. Topics like this are known to piss off televangelists, backwater preachers, some talk show hosts, blue-haired biddies, several members of Congress, and other socially unacceptable outcasts like radical right-wing nut jobs. Listener discretion is strongly advised.
You have tuned into After Hours Queer Radio with Attitude, a continuing tradition here on KPFT 90.1 FM. The crew of After Hours is ready to bring you news, interviews, discussions, and music geared to the gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender community and our allies. We are a diverse group here, but we all have one thing in common. We are out of the closet and urge everyone to come out of his or her closet as well. That means recognizing who you are, standing up for yourself and your rights, and being proud of who you are. We understand that this might not be possible due to age, job, or frame of mind, but remember, we are here especially for you. So kick back and relax and get ready for this week's edition of After Hours. I'm
Houston, Galveston, and the world. This is the show that Jimmy is scared the hell of.
Yes.
To think I'm like this now when you're here. Next month when you take off the whole frickin' month.
No, only 2 weeks, actually.
Oh.
I will be here next week.
Yeah, I know, but then the next 3 months, three weeks after.
No, two.
Oh.
Only 2 weeks, I'll be away.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Don't worry. We'll have enough fun on leather tires.
I can imagine, yes. You and Rubber Tichy and not me. Oh, God.
We're calling this microphone Enterprise.
Because?
Well, it can't be Enterprise. That boldly goes where no one has gone before.
Mm.
And what we got planned, everybody's been there.
Yep.
This is the final episode of the year.
Yes, it is.
It's the hell day. 29th.
Okay.
Of December. My name is Chris Harrison. I'll be your co-executive producer this evening.
And I'm Jimmy Garper. I'm the other one.
Unless I drop an F-bomb, then I'm Sandy.
And this is dead air.
Yes.
I get you.
No, I thought I would see any harm come to you.
How was your Christmas, dear?
Not bad.
Really?
You know, it's good having little kids around still, so you have that. That's kind of a Christmas spirit.
No, I was the little kid, so I had lots of Christmas spirit.
You sent Christmas in a graveyard?
Hey.
No, that's right, you had Stanley.
Yeah, no, he was out of town.
Oh, he already left?
Of course. My Jewish lover spends Christmas with his other Jewish lover, and that makes sense.
Havan and Nagila each other?
I guess, I don't know.
Like I told you earlier, I was thinking of Stanley earlier.
Yes.
I was watching PBS and Are You Being Served, and I saw old Mr. Grace. I go, Stanley!
Stanley's in much better shape than old Mr. Grace.
Well, he had the voluptuous nurse behind him.
Yeah, well, and Stanley's got me.
I'm sorry, Stanley.
There are people who say we deserve each other.
That's mean.
Yeah, well...
Wait, where the hell's my glasses?
You need glasses? This is radio.
As I said last week, when I was trying to find my glasses in the studio, 30-plus
mm-hmm.
years of masturbation and a year of diabetes, I need my glasses.
Gotcha.
What? I came home from the eye doctor the first time. I told my mother I had one eye that was weaker than the other. She looked at me and she goes, you need to use the other hand for a while.
No, that's a true story.
10 years later, I got revenge. She came back from the eye doctor. She said that she had one eye weaker. I said, I had to go. So I said, ha! You use the other hand for a while.
Uh-huh.
If you need to understand the kind of twisted family I come from that breeds this kind of personality, there's your answer.
There you go.
Opening the show, because this is our last weekend of Christmas
music.
Yes,
it is.
And tonight we will be retiring one Christmas song.
Yes, we will.
We will. Later on, we will play the Christmas song for the last time. And I swear, is she still alive?
Who?
Jan Barlow.
I have no idea.
I mean, I'm pretty sure she can change Jerry Falwell to Fred Phelps.
Oh, and there's so many.
And I was so disappointed. I found out that allegedly his group was going to be in town yesterday.
Yeah.
And I didn't get to see them.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
And they were on my part of town. He was coming in for another military funeral. And I work out on 249. And it's like, I see cops going past us. I saw all these guys on Harleys with the PWA.
PWA.
POW.
Okay.
Wrong vowel I bought, Van.
Big difference.
Sorry. Black flag, not red flag.
Uh-huh.
Driving by, and it was like, what's going on? And I found out later there was a military funeral at Jersey Village Baptist Church, and then out, I guess the burial was out in Tomball or Magnolia, and it was like, oh, so those guys were Rolling Thunder, apparently, which is the group that protests Fred Phelps group. And then
the motorcycle
group. So I went to his website and saw that he was supposedly going to be coming to Houston to protest. It's like I missed another opportunity to meet him.
Aww.
If only, you know, Fred, if you're listening, when you send your grandson, give me advance notice. It's after hours at kpft.org.
And, I knew there was a reason.
Yeah.
Hey, how old is this grandson?
I don't know. He's cute. He's legal, at least.
Well, that's a switch for you.
God. I must be drunk.
Yeah.
But, you know, he's already been brainwashed once. It shouldn't take too long. You
see?
Know?
Yeah.
A little breath control, lack of oxygen to the brain.
It means you're going to lay on him for a while.
Couldn't hurt.
Hey.
Could kill, but it can't hurt. What?
Let's hope he's a breast man.
There's enough of me to go around.
I know.
He could be a breast, a leg, a thigh, or a wing.
No matter what's going on in this studio, you're always the one with the biggest breasts.
Well, you know, Judy's close, but see, mine are perkier than hers. I don't sag yet. I have not seen Jimmy Swallowtongue that hard since Ripcord, Mary's. Which part did you Swallowtongue that quickly?
Wow. things going on in the community. Let's see. Arisa's. Now, this is going to be a fun show, and it is tonight. Sunday, December the 30th. 7 p.m. at EJ's Bar. It's called TV Time. And no, it's not a transvestite. It's theme songs and characters from TV shows. And that's happening 7 p.m. tonight. Later tonight, 2517 Ralph Street at EJ's. Benefit for Legacy Community Health Services through Coronation 24. 24? Okay.
I don't remember what year we're on yet.
I don't know.
I'm having a hard enough time remembering the calendar yet.
And the ICOH side, we've got Imperial Prince and Imperial Princess, Christopher Prado, Cohen Cartier, and Judy Reeves, Cohen Cartier, whatever, presents a Goodbye 2007 and Hello 2008, a year in review. New Year's Eve 2007, Monday, December 31st, at Tony's Corner Pocket, 817 West Dallas. Light Buffett at 7 p.m. and show at 8 p.m. And show is open to any and all performers. And as there will be the traditional champagne toast at midnight and black eyed peas and so on. So come see a show, stay, bring in the new year.
Just because I called them that, a bowl of dirt last week there, you're not going to give me the story on the black eyed peas?
And just about every bar in town, I think, is doing New Year's Eve celebrations.
Some sort of thing.
Yeah, all of the Armstrong groups are. And BRB, it's in fact, Dan and Bubbles are going to be serving breakfast at the BRB at two p.m.
See, I'm lucky. Right where I live, I get to pop stuff off.
How nice.
Not including my neighbors.
Uh-huh. That's right. Things are legal out there, like fireworks.
I guess that's what we're talking about.
I want it to be what we're talking about.
I don't know. It depends on what's on Craigslist that day. Maybe fireworks, maybe something else, you know?
See.
I'm an enigma.
Happy birthday wishes go out to Valentino Capri, a member of ICOH. I did not even know it was his birthday. He's a fantastic performer from the House of Capri. And let's see what else is going on next week.
House of Capri, they do short shows? About three quarters of the way down?
Yeah.
Okay.
Gotcha. Next Saturday night.
I want to do a fashion joke for a change.
I'll bet you do. January the 5th, next Saturday night, Jeff and Rose, Emperor and Empress of ICOH, having a show called We're Off and Running over at Tony's at 8 p.m. Their first official show, I believe, of their reign.
Oh, so, you're part of the group. You tell me.
I don't know. There's so many going on, you know, it's hard to keep up, you know. You've got a couple of things over there?
Allegedly, if I find out where I put them.
Yeah.
I was writing down the songs we played at the beginning.
Oh, yeah.
I thought I'd do something novel.
That would be nice.
A raising of voices, a vigil to resolve for the new year. When Kenneth Cummings Jr. was murdered last June, the man accused of killing him exclaimed he was Elijah, called by God to carry out the code of retribution by killing a gay man.
Whatever.
Who wrote this, Ray?
I don't know.
Uh, And then there was silence. Not a single clergy person spoke out in protest. On January 6, 2008, they will speak out. At a raising of voices, member of the clergy, the gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender community, and friends of human rights will speak out at a vigil of resolve. At a raising of voices, we will lament the early silence with music and stories that proclaim the common thread of all religions is love, not hate. It'll be at Covenant Church, an ecumenical, liberal, Baptist congregation, 4949 Caroline. And it'll be on Sunday. Should have waited another step just to see him really throw himself into it. January 6th at 4 p.m. For more information, contact Pastor Jeremy Rutledge at 713-668-8830. Also, don't forget, on New Year's Day, the Community Center is honored to be the sponsors of the inaugural Brenda Thomas Memorial New Year's Day Social on January 1st from 2 to 8 p.m. This event, hosted by the Houston Transgendered Unity Committee, revives the tradition of the open house that the late great community activist and educator Brenda Thomas hosted each New Year's Day at her home.
Yeah.
The informal family-style event will include a potluck meal and plenty of wonderful conversation, as well as door prizes and surprises.
Ooh.
The Unity Committee will also present a silent auction fundraiser.
Nice.
The new location, it's going to be held now at the Beautiful Heights Boutique owned by Vanity Wild.
Oh, yeah. It's a gorgeous place.
Vanity, a trans formation studio.
Yeah.
At 1442 Yale.
Uh-huh.
There's parking in front of Vanity's studio at a parking lot adjacent corner of Yale and 15th.
My mom's going to be there.
Come on. We need a gay event that has parking in the rear. there's also plenty of nearby parking in the neighborhood, both on Heights Boulevard, the east, and along the residential streets. For more information, go to transhouston.com.
I will probably be there, too.
Parking in the front or the rear?
Wherever I can stick it in.
And that is the story of Jimmy.
That's it.
What's next? I finished my 2 pages.
Gotcha.
Apparently that's all he trusted me with was 2 pages.
That's it. Tonight.
And he shouldn't have trusted me with the first one.
GLBT night for the community center. Looking ahead to Mardi Gras and Louis season, the GLBT community center will move our informal GLBT night dinner this month on January 8th. To the new neighborhood Cajun restaurant, BB's, which is located at 2710 A Montrose Boulevard. That's just right next door to the Valero at Montrose and Westheimer. Dinner begins at 6:30 p.m., as always. We give away door prizes donated by Outsmart. This month we will have Mardi Gras beads for everyone. Ooh, you don't have to RSVP if you plan to attend, but we always appreciate a heads up so we can make sure we reserve enough space. Contact Tim, timbrookover@gmail.com. And, something for the A crowd. Wow, is it 2008 already? This is from Atwood and Camo. Send greetings and wish you the happiest of New Year. Rick Camo is honored to have been selected as a featured soloist at the upcoming inaugural celebration for the mayor of the city of Houston, Bill White, this coming Wednesday, January the 2nd. Rick will be singing You Raise Me Up with the Unity Choir and Band. That is going to be really fantastic, because he's got a terrific voice. Plus, Atwood and Camo return to Ovations Nightclub on Saturday, January the 19th, one night only in January. Come celebrate with us. Showtime is at 9 p.m. Also, our Silent Voices recording is finally available for download at iTunes and Amazon MP3 and Napster. You can download one song through the entire album. Ain't technology great? That is the only CD that they have out, as a matter of fact.
How would you know about MP3s?
It's those round things you stick in your machine.
That's a CD. Thank you for playing. We have a lovely parting gift for
okay.
you. MP3 is the electron. You're used to MPGs. You know, that's where the porno comes down.
Oh.
MP3 is just music. So it's the moaning, not the thrusting.
Gotcha.
The okay. more you know.
The more. Okay. So, there is that. And now, we've got guests galore in here tonight.
Oh, God, I got to push a
which
button.
Which is fabulous. We have Bob Skinner. From the Empire of the Royal Sovereign and Imperial Court of the Single Star Houston, Inc. And I will be joining him in just a moment.
You got him right.
And,
okay, bye.
Oh, your mic's on in there.
My Imperial wife from ICOH is here and going to be here throughout the evening, Mr. Jim Crawford. And we have Lloyd Powell and Robert Kahn have stopped by. We're going to be talking to them right after we talk with Bob Skinner. So let me go into the other room. And
play that track. Yeah, playing things from the dating game. Am I aging myself or what? Get in, sit down. Park your bony ass.
Hello, Mr. Bob Skinner.
Hello, Jimmy. How are you doing tonight?
Oh, just great. Just great. And you would be candidate number?
Four. Yes.
Four. Emperor of the Empire of the Royal Sovereign and Imperial Court of the Saint. Reese's.
Correct. Yeah, it's a lot easier just to use the acronym.
Yeah. So what have you been up to this evening?
Well, I went over to Tony's with my partner, uh-huh. who is the show director there.
Yes.
And stayed for a part of the show, then came here.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Thank you for taking
Thank
the time
you.
Out for being, for coming here.
Thank you for inviting me.
I know that you've done at least one show, maybe two. You've done two fundraisers, haven't you?
During candidacy, yes.
During candidacy,
right.
yes. Already. And voting is coming up very quickly.
Yes, it is, in 8 days.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about the dates of voting right now.
Okay.
And then we'll talk about it again later.
Okay.
It's
Monday, January 7th.
Yes.
Will be held at EJ's from 6 until 9.
Mm-hmm. And then?
Then on Saturday, we'll have the regular voting,
yeah.
which will be at Legacy Community Health Services
uh-huh.
from 1 to 6.
1 to 6, okay. And then after that?
Then we go down to Galveston.
Yeah.
And we'll be at Third Coast from 8 until 10.
Mm-hmm. And I've talked with other candidates about that because I've pointed out that Arisa's has been doing a lot of shows down in Galveston.
Correct. They're a part of our reign.
Yeah, and I really, really like that. It's including people in the surrounding area. And
sure.
Galveston is a pretty big city.
Right. Actually, our realm includes all of the counties surrounding Harris. Galveston mm-hmm. being probably the largest city.
Sure.
That's why we do a lot of shows down
there. Yeah, yeah. And there's a huge gay population.
Oh, yes, very large.
Yeah, especially, it seems to be the place for retired gay and lesbian people.
That's
these
true.
Days, going down there and buying one of those lovely old homes and fixing it up.
Yeah.
And,
yeah. I've got a lot of friends that have done that.
Yeah, yeah. So, you are running for emperor. Can you tell me, why do you want to be emperor?
Well, I have been in fundraising now for over 20 years.
Have you now?
Yes.
You've probably got more experience than anyone else running.
That's what I've
yeah.
been told. I got involved in fundraising when I lost three of my best friends
mm-hmm.
to AIDS.
Yes.
And I wanted to do something to help stop it.
Sure.
And I got involved with Miss Camp America at that time.
Mm-hmm.
And then got involved with ERISA several years ago.
Yes.
And have been with them now about 6 years.
Yeah. Yeah. I've been seeing you around for quite a while.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah. And we've done quite a bit of traveling around the United States as well.
Mm-hmm.
And particularly here in Texas, we've traveled to all of the other six courts. And we've helped them with their fundraising and made a lot of friends.
When you say we...
My partner and I.
Okay.
She is Marquesa this year.
Marquesa Lillian Devereaux.
Correct.
Otherwise known as Phil.
Right.
And he's working tonight, or he'd be here, I know.
Correct.
Yes.
That's true.
He's the show director at Tony's.
Right.
And they've got some marvelous things coming up in 2008 that we'll be talking about in future weeks. But I want to focus on you tonight,
okay,
because I don't know a lot about Bob Skinner. My friend Judy does.
Yes, and I've known Judy for many, many years.
Yes, yes, and she holds you in high regard. So that's good. That's good. You know.
And I hold her in very high regards as well.
So how do you know Judy?
We met through a common friend. Oh God. 15 years ago,
really?
Maybe.
Really?
Yeah. Before she and Bruce got married.
Uh-huh. And,
then I got to know Bruce.
Yeah.
And, yeah. But we have maintained our friendship throughout
yes,
the years.
Yeah, yeah. Same thing here. And I know that, well, Judy and Bruce did divorce, and
right,
that was kind of rocky, and now they're friends again, and now he lives above me.
Oh, really?
Yes. Yes, when he's in town, he lives
right
above me. Okay. What is it that you want to bring to Arisa's that maybe some of the other folks won't?
What I want to do the next year is to make Arisa's more inclusive with other organizations, do a lot of things together.
Mm-hmm.
I want to think outside the box. We do entirely too many drag shows.
Mm-hmm.
And by the end of a rain, most of our girls are burnt out.
Yeah.
So I want to focus on doing other things. Before candidacy started, I went outside the box and I did a gallery opening.
Yes,
at,
you did.
Richard Eastman's gallery.
Yes.
And probably 80% of the people in attendance were straight.
Mm-hmm.
Legacy came out in full force to support me. And we did a lot of talking with the straight community. We got a lot of positive feedback.
Good.
And I want to do more of that.
Yeah.
Richard has already asked me to come back this year.
Wonderful.
So, I don't know yet. We don't have a date, but something in the future.
Well, you know, that's really an important thing to do, because if you don't get other people involved, other community organizations, other people involved, then all the money comes from your own members.
Most of it, yes.
And they get tapped out pretty quickly.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and you limit yourself
right
on what you can make.
Right.
And I know that people running Arisa's like want to reach for the stars, you know, and get as much money as
right
possible. I mean, that's what it's about, a dollar
right
at a time and as many dollars as you can get.
Oh, yeah. Because we want to give back to the community
sure
as much as we possibly
sure
can.
Sure. And I know this year, your major beneficiary is Legacy.
That's correct.
And I think it's a great idea that you're allowing Legacy to use the money that they get for wherever they need it.
Right.
Because, yeah, well, you know, with government grants, you don't know what's going to be granted and what's not going to be granted. And,
right,
you know, if you designate it for one thing, then maybe there's another area that's really needy. So,
right.
So I think that was a good idea on
right
your part. And, of course, if you're elected, you will be choosing another beneficiary.
I'm not.
Possibly. You're not,
I can't say, you know, who I'm going to suggest. I am actually talking with several charities.
Mm-hmm. Always a good idea.
Right. some very good ones.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't say if, you know, Legacy will be our charity again next year or not.
Okay.
But
plus you'll have a counterpart to help make that decision, too.
And we may go with two separate ones.
Sure.
Never know.
Yeah, that's been done in the past, hasn't it?
Oh, yes, definitely.
Okay. Okay, so I like the idea of going outside the box. That sounds great. And the gallery opening is just, that's a terrific idea.
It brought in a lot of money for the organization.
Do you have any other inklings about where you'd like to go to raise money?
I've got some feelers out.
Uh-huh.
Not at liberty to say right now, you know, until things are finalized.
Sure.
But, yeah, I've got some ideas.
Good. Good. So,
Jimmy, I've never known you to be speechless.
I know.
Jim, jump in here at any time.
You're doing such a good job. I'm just soaking up all the ambiance.
Jim Crawford is with us tonight also.
How you doing?
I am at a loss here. There's been a lot going on with me today. Sorry.
That's fine.
What part, if you're elected, how closely will you and your lover be working in Arisa's? I know that Lillian will be your
consort.
Consort, yes. But what kind of is there any? Have you thought about what kind of role that consort is going to play, other than?
Yes, you know, with her being the show director, working every weekend, it's kind of hard for her
to... Oh, I understand that.
Really participate in a lot of the shows. She'll come in and do a number early on and then go to work.
Uh-huh.
Well,
that's good.
Oh, yeah.
That means that she's going to be participating in your fundraisers.
Definitely.
Good. So you've got support there.
Right. And hopefully we will be able to continue doing a few duets throughout the year.
What about traveling? Did you plan on doing much traveling if you were elected?
Yes.
Because you talked about that you've done a lot of traveling in Texas courts.
Right. And for the last, 2 years ago and this past October, we went to Chicago together for their coronation. We've already decided
a
couple other
place to go, because you get to go to the Leather Museum also and check that out. And I mean, Chicago is a great place.
Oh, we had a great time at the Eagle.
Yeah.
We've already decided a couple of other coronations that we want to go to together, and there'll be others that the current reigning Emperor of Corpus Christi is a very close friend of mine. And he will be stepping down in April, or actually March. He and I have been talking about making some trips together.
Oh, good.
So, yeah, I do plan on doing quite a bit of traveling.
You've been involved with Arisa's for a while, so I imagine that you have friends in...
I've got a lot of friends.
A lot of cities.
Oh, yes. I've got a lot of friends that are pulling for me in this election, too. And... I even have some that have volunteered to be in my production number.
Wow.
So.
Wow. Yeah. Terrific. Terrific. So, tell me about where all this is happening.
Okay. The in-town show, which is on Thursday night of Coronation Weekend, will be held at EJ's. Then, and I believe it's at 8 o'clock.
Then... Yeah, of course.
Yeah. You know. Don't hold me to the times.
Eight-ish. You know, it's drag time.
Yeah. Then the following night, Friday night, is the out-of-town show.
Yeah.
This is where all of our out-of-town guests get to perform. Then after the out-of-town show, we have the bus tour.
Oh.
Where we will be hosting the buses.
The infamous bus tour.
Yes. Yes. And we'll be going we have three buses this year,
uh-huh.
because we are really expecting a very large crowd. So we've got three buses.
Mm-hmm.
The Monarchs will have one. That's Chris and Cheyenne.
Yes.
Then each of the IPR candidates and each of the IPRIS candidates will have their own bus.
Wow.
And we will escort our guest.
Mm-hmm.
The first stop will be three stops. The buses will split from the hotel. They'll be leaving about 9:30 and going to Decades, EJ's, and Tony's.
Mm-hmm.
From there, we'll be spending about 45 minutes at each of the bars.
Sure.
Then from there, all three buses will converge on the VRB.
Oh, boy.
And from there, after 45 minutes, uh-huh. then all three buses will go to the George area.
Uh-huh. There, oh, God. Three buses in the George area.
Well, everyone has their... They have an option. They don't have to go to George. Because I don't think all of them would be able to fit in George.
No.
Legally.
Probably not. And...
So what we're
just getting the bus there,
right? Yeah,
that Fairview area,
right?
Yeah, it's kind of tight.
Well, Decades is going to be pretty bad too.
Yeah, that's true.
But what we're offering them is the opportunity to go to the Ripcord,
ooh,
the mining company, JR's, and South Beach.
Oh, okay. Something so, for everyone.
Something for everyone. Right.
That's a nice evening.
Right. And those that don't want to stay out and visit all the different uh-huh. bars in that area, one of the buses will be returning to the hotel about 1 o'clock.
Okay. Oh, that's fun. And then...
It always is.
And then...
Texas Hospitality.
Yes. Yes. The hospitality.
Oh, yes. Then on Saturday,
mm-hmm.
We have our hospitality suite open
sure.
all day. And then that evening, doors will open at 6 for the coronation.
Mm-hmm.
Coronation will actually start at 7 promptly. And looking for, like I said, a very large crowd.
And it's got to start promptly.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
This is a long evening.
It is a very long evening.
Yeah.
Will be three sets.
Mm-hmm.
There will be food served between the first and second set.
Ooh.
And we're in the... Hilton Post Oak.
Yes.
This is our first time there, and we've all seen the ballroom. It is absolutely gorgeous.
That's what
huge.
I heard, and huge.
It is huge.
Yeah.
And we will have all three segments,
that's
hopefully.
Nice. That's nice.
We'll know on Monday, mm-hmm. for sure, if we get the third one. And it's going to be a very fun evening, highlighted by our crownings.
Good. Good. That's
which I'm hoping to be crowned.
Well, of course. You know, and I've remarked several times now in the past few weeks that there's everybody running is a good candidate this year. And it's nice that there's a choice. And it's
I'd rather have somebody to be a rival
yes.
with than having a yes-no vote.
And it's going to be a really, really tough decision for a lot of people.
Yes, that's what I've heard.
Who to vote for.
Right.
Because they're really good people running, and really people who deserve this honor.
And we're all first-timers this time. No repeaters.
Okay. So...
That's very unusual.
Why do you want to give up a year of your life... Because that's what it is. You are the co-president of this organization to raise money,
mm-hmm.
and you really are giving up a year of your life because you've got events 2-3 times a week,
right?
And drama in between.
Right. Well, actually, I was in the number 2 position
mm-hmm.
With Daryl Quijano and Ryan
yes.
20. And I learned a lot there.
Ah.
We worked our tails off.
Sure.
And Daryl taught me a lot. I owe a lot to him.
Yeah, that number 2 position works probably
oh, yeah.
just as hard as
oh,
the
yeah.
number 1 position.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Anytime he's out of town, I was in charge.
That's right.
We did a lot of traveling together. out of the city, and so yeah. I know what I'm getting into.
Okay, okay. So you know you're giving up.
Oh yes,
life.
I do.
Okay, and you're doing it willingly, and you're looking forward to it, and you want to do this.
Yes, I do.
Okay, vote for the crazy one, folks.
I've had so many people walk up to me and hit me on the forehead and say, stupid, stupid, stupid. But no, I don't feel stupid.
No, no.
It's something
it's
that
a great
I'm dedicated
honor.
To.
It's a great honor. And it's a wonderful setup because every year is different.
Exactly.
Each monarch puts their own name on that year. And it becomes a matter of history.
Right. And we've got a lot of history.
Yeah.
This is Reign 24 coming
That's
up.
Right. That's right. A little story about early in my activist years, many, many, many years ago, the first organization I volunteered for was the Gay and Lesbian Switchboard.
Right.
And it was a revelation to me because I'd always just taken from the gay community. I'd never given. And so I did not know a lot about my own community. It was really an eye-opener. And one of the things we did was bar tours because a lot of the people who volunteer for the Gay and Lesbian Switchboard are not bar people.
Right.
So, and a lot of calls are about where are the bars and what are they like on the inside.
Mm-hmm.
So we like had these familiarization tours. And remember, we went to the new Exile when it was on Tuam.
Mm-hmm.
And I picked up this newsletter from this organization that hadn't been around but a few years. The Royal Sovereign Imperial Crow, the Single Star, and I read through it and I couldn't fathom what this organization was about. But in this newsletter, and it was many pages, there was a full page advertisement for the Gay and Lesbian Switchboard that the organization had put in because no one at the switchboard knew anything about it or what was going on. And I thought, you know, this is an organization I need to look into and see what these folks do, because if they're willing to do that, this has got to be a community minded organization.
Right. And we do that still.
Mm-hmm.
If we have a company that provides us with, you know, like services or anything, we make them a corporate sponsor. You know, once
sure.
it reaches a certain amount.
Sure.
And be kind of surprised at some of the companies that will be corporate sponsors this year.
Good. Good. That's another way of getting either money or like services
right.
that you need to operate your organization.
Right. Exactly. And we're getting to the point now that we'll be able to go after grants.
Mm-hmm.
So that's something that we'll be looking at for this year, I hope.
Wonderful.
So, you know, we've
wonderful.
It's been a 501c3 long yeah. enough now.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Well, I'm impressed. You're going about it the right way, looking into things,
right.
getting the money where you can get it.
Exactly.
And I know about that. You have to be in business as a 501c3 for a certain number of years before people will even consider you for grants.
Right.
As a part of the GCAM, we found that out the hard way.
Right.
Yeah. So, good luck.
Thank you very much.
And I think you will make a wonderful monarch if elected.
Thank you.
I've been saying that to everyone. Because everyone will make a good monarch if they're
right.
elected. But, like I said, it's going to be really tough for the voting people. And the voting people are anyone who live in Harris or adjoining.
Anybody that has a 77 zip code.
Okay, 77?
Right.
Okay.
Which actually covers more than just
more
the surrounding
towns. Does it now?
Yes.
Okay.
I was not aware of that until a few weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, there are a couple of counties outside the initial realm around that are 77, and those residents are able to vote.
Good. Good. because that's what
they
it's
just
all
have
about.
To travel into town.
Yeah, yeah. They, and that would be either Monday, January the
7th
at EJ's
right.
from 6 until 9.
9, correct.
And then the
Saturday. January 12th.
Thank you.
At Legacy Community Health Services.
Yes.
From 1 until 6.
And that would be at 215 Westheimer.
Right.
Okay. Bob, good luck.
Thank you very much, Jimmy.
And you've run a wonderful campaign, and you are going to be a wonderful emperor if you were elected. So,
well, thank you very
good
much.
Good luck with that.
Thank you.
Take care.
Thank you for having me, Jimmy.
You bet. And I want, if you're elected, I want to see more of you.
Oh, you definitely will.
Yes, I want, I have worked for many years to get Erisa's monthly spot on the show, and I hope it we can continue
we
that.
We will continue it.
Because it's important to me. And it's an I look at the show as part of the responsibility of this show is getting the word out on
right.
fundraisers
right.
and events going on. And that's, you know, what when I say talk about fundraisers, it's one thing. But when it comes from the horse's mouth, it has a tougher, a stronger meaning
right.
for the folks out there.
Right.
And we have a lot of folks listening.
Right.
It may be late, but they're listening.
I understand that.
Okay. Chris, take us away.
Those words from the other end of the horse's mouth.
Yes.
Since we're still playing Christmas music.
We are.
Yes.
Okay.
I had, you know, considering the fact of, you know, all those conservatives out there that may be listening to the show, I had to play a song with Jesus in the title.
Okay. Yeah.
Jill Sobel.
Gotcha.
Jesus was a dreidel spinner.
There you go.
Jesus was a dreidel spinner, and this we can't forget. Paul was Saul before he was Paul, and the last supper was a satyr. Jesus was a dreidel spinner, and all his disciples were too. So all you Christians remember, your Lord was a Jew.
Shake it before us. Alice. Let's hear from the gay men's chorus. Now we know why they adore us. Trolls are absent from this chorus. Bound beauties. Tis the reason we're unruly. Sex, the only thing we cherish.
Yes, I have an underwear fetish.
Showing our flamboyant spirit. And queens have merit. We try to show our movie magic. Just don't read us, we won't have it.
That's right, Christmas is over, but you know. Unlike Sonny, we play the kind of music you probably don't want to hear. That was the Go-Go Boys singing Deck the Balls.
Yes.
Oh, God, I hate that 8-second delay. I could hear the...
You can hear the what?
The stereo that's out in the lobby there that's playing 8 seconds later. I'm talking to that and I'm
Isn't
hearing...
Isn't that weird?
I'm still hearing it in the headphones. I'm like, whoa. Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. I forgot to stop that. That was the Go-Go Boys with Deck the Balls.
Mm-hmm.
Something you're definitely not going to hear on Coma Radio.
No.
And before that was Jill Sobel
mm-hmm.
with Jesus Was a Dreidel Spinner.
I see. And now we have two of my favorite people who I don't get to talk to.
You're so
nearly
nice.
Nearly enough. Lloyd Powell and Robert Kahn.
Hello, Jimmy.
Who are the modern gay movement's gay activists. And I say that because these two men, who have been together for years and years and years and years, moved out to suburbia, and they are living their lives, and one by one convincing their neighbors what gay and lesbian people are really all about. And it's about, you know, being a family.
Living.
Yeah.
It's just about loving people.
You're taking the mystery out of the gay and lesbian for middle America.
Except for what they don't see when we leave the house after dark and we sneak out to the car.
Wearing leather or drag or...
Yeah, or whatever.
Or whatever.
Yes, Abby Normal or... Or Daddy of Montrose, or
yes, I can imagine your neighborhood with Abby Normal going down to the street, going down to the corner store.
Yeah. No.
Woo. Yeah, I can see them at the HEB there. Yeah. Abby Normal coming in, buying the cucumber, the can of Crisco, and the thing of Saran Wrap.
Well, when we first moved out there, I was a little younger and a little smaller, and we moved from the Montrose.
Yes, you did.
To that area, mm-hmm. and I was used to wearing my little shorty shorts and tank tops to the Mary Kroger and all that. And the first time I did that out there and ran into somebody I knew, suddenly I realized it was all wrong for the neighborhood.
Oops.
Started wearing pants in public.
Okay. But you also have a long history of being involved in the gay community, too, from bear groups and parents groups and pride committees way back when. And you just kind of get involved, even though you're in suburbia. So, it's the best of both worlds for the community. And you're doing double duty.
Well, we do what we feel like we need to do.
Yep.
And our first involvement in the gay community was with Gay Fathers of Houston, and that was, 20 or so years ago.
Yeah.
And things have just evolved for us throughout the years.
for our lives have evolved.
Of course, yeah. Yeah.
So what are you doing lately?
Lately, the only things we're really involved in on a continual basis right now are, of course, Usenary Bears and Houston Council of Clubs, which puts on Louis Weekend.
Louis Weekend. That's coming up really quick.
That is coming up. That will be February 7th through the 10th.
Mm-hmm.
So everything is early this year. Mardi Gras is early. Louis is going to be early. Watch out. The Easter Bunny's coming in March.
Oh,
you
my.
Know. Everything is just
really too early. It's too early for a lot of flesh.
Yeah,
because it's cold yet.
I know that's the one thing I hate about Louis being so early in the year, because the later it is and the warmer it is, the more clothes people take off.
Yes.
And that's small leather is much better than big heavy leather.
That's why I look at it.
Yeah. So, we're looking forward to Louis this year. It will be Louis 35.
Yes.
So, you know, every year that's either ends in a 5 or a 0 is a big, big year for us. And Robert and I both have been involved in Louis Weekend for God knows how many years now. I can't even remember.
It's
been a long time. And Robert's currently the secretary for Houston Council Clubs.
Wow.
And I'm a co-vice chair. Have been for a few years now.
Being secretary of any organization is one of those thankless jobs.
Most of the year it's not too bad, but one of the jobs of the secretary is actually handling registration for Louis.
Woo!
So everybody who comes through, I have to document their names
that
and all that good stuff.
That is a big job, because you probably 1,200, 1,500 people?
Well, last year actually was our biggest year ever, and we broke all of our previous records with 1,101 people registered for Louis. And we're expecting to grow again this year.
Yeah.
So, with it being an anniversary year.
Yeah.
Yeah, registration has to be the most labor-intensive part of Louis Weekend.
Sure.
Besides the pinnings. I have to step in and let everyone know you're listening to After Hours Queer Radio with Attitude on listener-sponsored commercial-free Pacifica Radio for the Gulf Coast, KPFT Houston, 90.1 FM, 89.5 Galveston, and always the World Wide Web at kpft.org.
I think I'll keep him.
That was great.
Isn't he good?
I got a lung for Christmas, apparently.
I thought you were an attorney or something there for a moment.
Well, you know, I've got to say all that official stuff.
Yeah, that was good.
Between getting the, you know, what the FCC wants, what the station... Oh, sorry, here for the station, Radio for Peace.
Yes.
And for this show, Radio for a Peace.
Yes.
Yeah. That goes right along with Louis Weekend.
Does it ever?
I got my pins ready.
Louis Weekend, lots of men, some women, who don't mind being around the men, and men don't mind being around the women.
There you go.
Lots of getting really, really, really close with people that you're attracted to, and everybody kind of warms up. And if you've never experienced a Texas-style pinning, well, I think Houston really is the only place to do that, and Louis Weekend is the best time to do that.
Absolutely the best time.
Yeah.
While Jimmy's gone, we'll give demonstrations here at the studio.
I have given my share of Texas pinnings.
You don't have pins to give, though. I do.
Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
Yeah, but yours are the little pink ones you give out.
No.
It doesn't matter what the pin is. It's how you get it.
As long as the recent pin doesn't have it already.
Yeah,
That's right.
In the first year that ICOH had pins, I bought a dozen or two dozen. You know, just I wanted to have them on hand.
Yeah.
And it has served me well.
Well, now, you know that you're really good at giving pins when people come to you and they say, oh, I lost my pin, can I get another one?
Now, I haven't had that happen to me yet, and boy, that would be wonderful.
Yeah, they've already got the first button undone on those 501s. If you're wondering what the heck we're talking about, and you live in a 77 zip code, then go to www.louie, Louie, Let Us Entertain You, Louie Weekend.com, And you can register for the event. It will cost you a whole big $15 for the weekend.
Actually, it's more than just a weekend. It starts on Thursday and goes through Sunday.
Yes. That's true. That's
and
true.
And there are many refreshing receptions.
Receptions.
You'll have to explain that one to me.
Well, there will be beverages to be had.
Yes. Refreshing beverages.
Refreshing beverages.
Adult beverages.
Creative ones.
Oh, beyond creative.
Creative, for
beyond.
Sure.
Combinations you would not even believe would go together and that taste lovely.
That's
the
right.
The names are the intriguing.
And if you live anywhere outside of, if your zip code is anything other than a 77 zip code, you pay absolutely nothing to come to this event, to register for this event, to
that's
get
right.
a lovely pin. You do have to buy your T-shirt. T-shirts are $15.
Yes.
But it's a great keepsake,
but
though.
But you get at least a dozen receptions.
Oh, you get more like 25
really?
Receptions.
Oh, my goodness.
And
yeah, some new
food.
And food,
good,
food.
Good food.
Lots of it. I don't think you've ever run out.
You get to see people in all their finest warmth, and I don't even know how to finish that sentence that I just started. You get to see lots of nice people. Yeah, their glory.
Yes.
Their bright and shining glory. And then on Sunday, we end up with the show of shows.
Not that, to be missed.
Yeah, and you know, if you've got even half a brain, if you don't end up laughing your ass off, then there's something wrong with you.
There have been years that really the show of shows is the only thing that I've had that I've had a chance to attend.
And it's worth it.
Oh, yeah.
Still worth it.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, and then afterwards, the official, unofficial after party where all the out-of-towners are pretty much in charge.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God, is it wild or what?
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Yes,
Robert's already ready. He's wearing the Nasty Pig overalls with all the zippers everywhere.
I love those.
He's ready.
Easy access.
He's ready for all of it. So please don't forget Louis Weekend, February 7th through 10th.
Yes.
LouisWeekend.com.
Is it? It's .com, huh?
Yes.
Rather than .org?
No org.
No org?
No. We're
.com.
We're real simple. The Houston Council of Clubs is comprised of clubs and organizations within the community that fall under some real basic guidelines.
Mm-hmm.
And each one of those member clubs gets one vote on everything that we vote on.
Mm-hmm.
The hierarchy, the board, doesn't actually decide on anything. It's all run strictly by the clubs, where they're just there just for leadership and really kind of to do the preliminary grunt work. All the clubs do the grunt work that weekend.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a lot of grunting too.
Yes.
Especially for the auxiliary clubs, they work their asses off. But
and one non-auxiliary.
Yes, the Houston Big Men's Club and their precious desserts.
I've already taken off the Friday of Louis.
You have baking to do, I bet.
So that I can work on the brownie portion of the baking, and then I will be hopefully refreshed enough that I can join us at Mary's, naturally.
Naturally. Yeah.
For those festivities that night.
When we're talking about all the food, actually, on Saturday of the weekend, we serve a full lunch and a full dinner for all of the registered attendees.
Oh, well, yeah, but...
And then there's also food provided on Sunday.
Well, Saturday there's actually too much food, because now that we've gone back to the 6-11 for our first, our first get-together of the day, and the 6-11 puts on such a great breakfast spread.
Ooh.
That by the time you get to lunch, I mean, it's like, okay, I'm going to eat some of this fried chicken no matter what, but I'm still full from breakfast. So, good food.
A huge dinner,
Yeah. And I think we're having fajitas this year, aren't we?
Yes.
We're having fajitas rather than barbecue. We're doing something a little different.
Okay.
Since it's a 5-year, it's one of those anniversary kind of years. So, yeah.
It's good.
Good deal. But that's all we're about is party. They're most of the people who are involved in Houston Council Clubs are people who are also involved in other aspects of the community, like fundraising. There are people who are very active, very involved, very caring people, you know, when it comes to the community. This is the one thing that a lot of those people do that has nothing to do with fundraising, nothing to do with charity. It's their one outlet for just having some fun.
Totally social.
Yeah, and, you know, from all the cities that Robert and I have traveled to, we've not seen a city that has a community like ours that's as cohesive as it is, that does the kind of fundraising that we do on such a constant, continual, almost daily basis. So, you know, it only stands to reason that we put on one hell of a party.
Yeah, absolutely.
So,
I've always explained Louie as not only is it Let Us Entertain You, but it's the weekend following Mardi Gras for those people who didn't get enough of it.
That's kind of the history of it,
right?
Actually,
this being our 35th year, it was originally started as a thank you from the Houston bars and the Houston clubs that would go to New Orleans for Mardi Gras and party all during the Mardi Gras weekends leading up to Ash Wednesday.
Sure.
And basically what they saw was all of the staff and all of the people who had to work in New Orleans never had a chance to go party themselves because they were always busy working.
Sure.
So as a thank you, Houston wanted to throw a party for the people from New Orleans. And so that's how I got started 35 years ago with sort of a reciprocatory thank you type event. And it's grown ever since.
Yeah.
It should really be called Let Us Make You Feel Good Weekend.
Now, Lord knows I have done my share to try to make out-of-towners feel good.
And I'm sure they're so grateful.
I certainly hope so. And as long as I'm able to do that, I will attend, Louie.
Okay. Yeah, you may need some knee pads after a while. But
yeah.
Oh, did I say? I didn't say that.
No, it's true.
Strike that.
You know, after a while, you know. I'm kind of long in the tooth, and you know, it gets...
At least you've got teeth left.
That's right. I've got lots of teeth, and some of them I've paid dearly for.
I think we all have.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. But, you know, as long as I can get down on my knees, I will just be very grateful to the people who come in to celebrate Louie.
Hey, Jimmy.
Yes?
Why do you need knees when you got a chair?
Chris, why are you bent over that way?
I don't know.
He's not tall enough.
So what else is going on in your life?
You know, I've been here for 10 damn years. It's about time I get the same benefits Jimmy gets.
Okay.
Took me longer than that.
Were you down there sniffing?
Lady never tells.
Okay.
But it wasn't my nose.
Yeah, it was. I put a question out there, so...
Oh, I didn't answer. Yeah, because I didn't know what you really want to hear. Let's see.
Well, I think we can talk about Bear Watch also.
Absolutely.
I hope so.
Absolutely.
Bear Watch is an event sponsored by the Houston Area Bears.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually held down in Galveston, and this year's Bear Watch will be May the 16th, 17th, and 18th. It's the third weekend in May, which is kind of the start for Galveston of their tourist season. Kicks off really with Labor Day weekend that next weekend.
Oh, okay.
But
actually, it's the last weekend to get good hotel rates.
That's
Ooh.
True.
Yeah.
I see the method to the madness.
Smart, yeah.
It's the last weekend to get good hotel rates, and you give the water a little time to warm up down there also.
Barely.
Yeah.
But this is our ninth Bear Watch, and the proceeds that we we set aside from Bear Watch go to our charity, which this year, again, we have selected Hatch as our charity.
How nice.
Yeah. So,
I love those kids.
They're great.
Yes.
It's a great group. Anyway, so we...
And they'll be here next week.
Okay.
They have their monthly segment is the first Saturday of the month.
Okay.
Cool.
I fought long and hard to get that and keep fighting to keep it.
Nice. This past year, do you remember how much money we gave to Hatch? Wasn't it? I don't want to lie on the radio. I'm thinking it was like $2,000 or $1,500 or something, which for a group like ours, which
that's
is not,
nice.
We are not a fundraiser group. We are strictly a social group.
Even have that much money is amazing.
Yeah, well, and to be able certainly to share it that way.
Yeah.
Actually, I think all total for the year last year, we gave more like $3,500.
Wow.
Is it that much?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Because we made two donations to them
during
the year.
If it's not true, we're not intentionally lying, but I just know it was impressive from a social organization.
No kidding.
So, yeah.
No kidding.
Yeah.
And what do they do with it?
I know the first check we gave them was right around the time that they were doing their prom.
Oh, yeah.
And so it was...
Oh, okay.
I think it was going to go help with that.
Absolutely.
And,
that's one of the most important things that they do.
Yeah.
And because that gives everybody an opportunity to have a prom they can go to and be comfortable.
Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's very cool. That's nice.
Anyway.
Yes.
So... For Bear Watch,
mm-hmm.
Registration this year will open on the 15th of January.
Oh.
And
at www.bearwatch.net?
Yeah, .net.
.net, okay.
Yes. Right now the site is down until registration goes
up.
And
that would be B-E-A-R.
B-E-A-R.
Yes.
W-A-T-C-H. All together.
But there will be some B-A-R-E-B-E-A-R-S there that weekend. Oh. I am certain of it.
Uh-huh.
During the weekend, we go out to the bars in Galveston,
mm-hmm.
and we also have a private pool party one of the nights where it's closed to only the registrants for Bear Watch.
So that would be clothing optional?
Yes.
B-A-R-E-B-A-R-S.
I like that.
And the hotel that we're using last year and this year is in on the water park, and it's a really great hotel down there.
Anytime you go to Galveston, stay there. It's an old place that mm-hmm. they told us last year that, like, a couple of years before was just probably falling down. But it's a really, really neat old place.
In on the water park?
In at the water park. It's right by the Schlitterbahn.
Mm-hmm.
And they have refurbished it in such a really, really neat way. The rooms themselves have a little bit of the kind of the older ambiance.
Yes.
But clean.
Okay.
And the place just sparkles on the outside, cute as can be. And right now they are in the process of more than doubling the size of the place.
Wow.
But because of the history that we have there now, they are going to let us have the entire hotel no matter what we do.
Well.
Welcome to Amtrak Radio. We've just been derailed.
Yes. While Jimmy is gawking at something that Chris just caused to happen.
What a lovely member.
Yes, it is.
Excuse me.
I think we made Lloyd blush.
I'll keep talking.
Yes,
so.
Please do. Please do.
Anyway, Lloyd's already told you that the hotel is blocking basically the whole hotel for the weekend. They are actually
that's really fantastic.
We sold out the entire hotel last year and had to go to an overflow hotel.
Wow.
And since last year's Bear Watch, they are actually constructing a four-story tower of additional hotel rooms that will be hopefully available for us this year also.
Did I lie?
Love that fresh, pale skin.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me.
Yes.
I love this place.
Okay. I see.
So, once registration opens, registration is $75 for the weekend, and that's good through until April 1st.
Always, always business-minded. He's seen me do that before.
Come to 419 Lovett Boulevard. You'll see the Louis Preview Show.
Yes.
Bear Watch.
We've made Lloyd blush and stumble.
Am I real? You know, it's age. It's age. I'm sorry. That's, you know, I used to not be that way.
I'm with you.
I used to be such trash. God.
I believe we see our next contestant.
So is this the prices right now?
No, it's new after hours nude radio night.
I guess it is.
I guess so.
In the words of Scott Kennedy, I'm big enough to do whatever the hell I want to. Exhibit A.
How far did you get on talking about Bear Watch? Because I lost track.
I talked about registration and it being $75 until April 1st.
Mm-hmm.
They can register once the website is up and registration is open. They can register online at www.bearwatch.net.
And what do the rooms run?
Rooms? Well, for Friday and Saturday night, the rooms are $89.
Mm-hmm.
And on Thursday night and Sunday, if you come earlier, stay over, they're $59.
Oh!
So.
Yeah. Oh, cool.
Really good deal.
Moving right along, Friday night we spend at the Undercurrent.
Yes.
Where the Undercurrent down in Galveston is a fantastic, huge two-story bar.
Yes.
And on Friday nights, their upstairs is not generally open, but they let us have the upstairs on Friday night where they keep the music playing, awesome music, excellent bartenders. And you can just go have a great time. They pretty much let us party the way we want to up there. Have a wonderful time. Mm-hmm. That is beautiful.
Yes, God.
Yeah.
Yes.
Saturday.
Makes my tongue hard.
Saturday beach party and lunch at the beach.
I met this boy when he was underage. Yes, I did. Yes, I did. Many years ago.
I'm sorry. I was trying to move this along, and now I'm stumbling again, too.
I'm sorry.
Jesus.
Then after the beach party is dinner, and then after dinner is the private pool party.
Mm.
And then Sunday will be a brunch, a going-away brunch.
Oh.
At the hotel. Mm. And, you know, we've been to so many different bear events. Robert and I have been to bear events every year since 1998. That's when we started going. And over the years, it seems like bear events have just kind of gotten to the point where it's like, okay, you go here and you do this, you go here and you do this, you go here and you do this, and the schedule is just so full all the time. And, you know,
that doesn't sound very bearish.
No, well, I don't think it is. But
bears, I think of bears as more laid back.
We have done our best to keep the Bear Watch attendance at no more than about 200, so that it can be smaller, it can be private. You can actually have the opportunity to meet everybody there if you so desire. The intimate portion, you know, it's there. It's available, and we have. For the last few years, every year we have sent out very, very detailed questionnaires after the event to see what people liked and what they didn't like. And we have strived so hard to make the changes to really please the majority of the people, because we know that you'll never please all the people.
Oh, absolutely not.
But we have just whittled it down and whittled it down to where it is the simplest bear event that I know of. And I think this year is just going to be phenomenal because it's just going to be about having fun.
Nice.
Just, and, you know, give the bears some booze, some food, and give them the opportunity to play with other bears.
Mm-hmm.
And they're just going to be...
Well, sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
And you say give them the opportunity to play with other bears. Not all bears that come to this want to play with other bears.
They're some of the cutest chasers. Oh, my God.
So this isn't a bear only event. So let me let everybody know.
So
that
chasers
also.
Can go
good
to
good point.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Definitely.
Pre screening can be done at bigchrishouts@yahoo.com. Just want to help you guys out, you know. You only got 200 slots.
Well, no, it's open to more than that, but that's about how many we usually have registered.
Mm-hmm. So, I've got slots they can fill, too.
Yeah, I've heard about those slots.
I'm innocent and demure.
Yeah.
Oh, and Chris, right. Chris will like this. This year's theme for Bear Watch is booty camp.
Well.
Well, I've been called an ass a lot, so.
Yes.
And we see it over here, too. So
there's a lovely booty around here just a few minutes ago.
Yeah. Yes, there was.
It's still in there.
It's supple.
My.
It's like clean shaven.
Mmm.
What type of station is this?
Once again, if you're on the FCC and you're ready to call, my name is Sandy. I'm with Dead Air. Just trying to do my part.
At any rate.
Well, speaking of bears, we were supposed to have a visitor this evening. J.D. Doyle normally comes on the fifth Saturday and does music, a lot of music. But he has bought a house in Kingwood area. And he's moving in, so he is in a state of disarray. And a man by the name of Kendall talked with him because Kendall's in town for something. And through JD, he was supposed to be here tonight. And I don't know much about Kendall's music. I know that he's active in the bear community. And he was on a song or two on a bear compilation that came out recently. And it would appear that Robert is going to confer with Chris about some of this music that we're...
Yeah, we brought a couple of our Kendall CDs with us this evening.
So you're familiar with...
Familiar with Kendall. We've seen him perform a few times. Actually, just recently here in Houston, there was a touring group called Bears on the Run. It was Kendall and...
That's the compilation that I have.
Yeah, a few others that were here. However, Kendall is hot, cute, sexy as hell.
Ooh.
Oh, my God, yeah. One of my favorites at the performance was Elijah Black. Go to ElijahBlack.com. You can hear some of his music. Oh, my God. But at any rate, yeah, Kendall. If you see Kendall perform, you're just going to... You'll break out in the sweat immediately. It's just... Yeah. Yeah, he's...
He's good, huh?
Yeah.
His music ranges everything from rap to techno to some ballads to some comedy.
Really?
It's very diverse.
Oh, yeah, his music. Oh, I was just talking about the way he looks.
Yeah, I know.
You know, and the way he moves.
I was there. I was there with you.
Yeah. Yeah. And he's been published, full spread and everything.
Oh,
so.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Well, we'll need to get
Jimmy wants
to
a copy.
I sure do.
For the archive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You wouldn't believe...
I'd like to archive some of that myself.
You wouldn't... I copy a lot of things for the archive.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. I remember bringing in a bunch of adult VHS tapes for everyone to share among the show here, and Jimmy threw himself on it like it was a live grenade going, for the archive!
Yes. Yes.
Mm.
His own.
So are we ready for some Kendall music?
Oh, sure.
Sure. This one, if you play the one that I...
Yeah.
Will kind of tie in well with Bear Watch also.
All right. And we'll play a little music and see what happens.
Okay.
Hands if you know your booty's in the man. plain white rapper, yo, from the suburban hood of Buffalo. That's the place up north where you need to go when you want hot chicken wings or cold snow. I ain't got style and I ain't got flair, but I got this song about derrieres. And if you got one, then say hell yeah. Tie your shoes and crack a smile in the air. Don't get rid of it like hair with hair. Be proud of it, gotta love it. Say ain't no booty like the one I got. Cosmo style or some mix-a-lot. If it's little or a hell of a lot, looks like heaven.
Holy shit.
One butt, two butt, red butt, blue butt. Everybody talk about, you know what, B to the O-O-T, why not? Shake your money maker and show me what you got.
Come on, people, clap hands if you know your booty's in demand. Oh, come on, people, clap hands if you know your booty's in demand. I slap it on the left, slap it on the right. Come on, keep it going like a whole old night. Come on, people, clap hands if you know your booty's in demand.
Where everybody's got one, yeah, it's true. And thank God that it's split in two. Where my breakfast, lunch, and dinner passes through. Do, dooby doo, that equals poo. But come on, go on with your big bad booty, tootie, fruity, all rooty. What a hell of a patootie. I can hardly stand it when you stand up and snap, crackle, you shake, you sing, and pop. High and tight, a load to the ground. Wherever you go, you gotta drag that thing around. Got no choice, cause it's attached. Like a car that you drive, open up the hatch. Rev that motor, let's go for a drive. Give me that room inside. Oh my God, I just can't stand it. In fact, I demand it.
Come on, people, clap hands if you know your booty's in demand. Oh, come on, people, clap hands if you know your booty's in demand. Slap it on the left, slap it on the right. Come on, keep it going like a whole night. Come on, people, clap hands if you know your booty's in demand.
This Christmas night.
under the tree. Unwrap them one by one. What else can I do? They're all addressed to you. My heart in a ribbon has all come undone. So let the night go on without me. No, I don't want to hear. Jingle bell, jingle bell. Unplug the tree. What use can it be? Santa's not showing. A cold wind is blowing. Christmas blues, here's to you. Ain't the fire burning bright? Let carols ring. I'm gonna sing Christmas blues all night. Christmas blues all
in honor of Jimmy.
Meli Kalikimaka, which is where I'm going to go next weekend.
Boy. 2 weekends.
I'm leaving next Sunday.
Oh, okay. So you will be here for the show, though.
I will be here for the show, and I'm leaving the day after the show.
And you won't be here for Leather Ties next month.
I will not be here for Leather Ties. Oh, God. Oh, God. Can you imagine Chris and Robert Tichy?
Oh, that could be fun or scary.
And the only restraints is what Tichy brings.
Yeah.
Somebody's fist may come up missing.
I'm surprised. I teased one of the members.
It's a good thing we don't have a pool table in here.
I think this table would suffice.
Now, one of the members of our crew has a part in Robert's new music video.
Oh?
Yes. It's Apricot Hanky, the Virgin remix.
Who's in it?
Okay, let me try saying this again for the hearing impaired. The Virgin remix.
Oh, my God. Virgin is in it?
Yes.
Wow. Surprisingly
enough, he brings up the rear.
Dead air.
That's a lot of bringing up.
Jimmy, your lips are bleeding.
Mr. Crawford, would you like to jump in here anytime?
I'm not saying a word. I'm going to sit here in my little corner. I'm going to be nice. I'm
going to
be sweet.
I have asked Mr. Crawford to sit in for me for the 2 weeks that I'm away.
You know,
not that it, not that it's going to keep Chris in line.
Uh-huh. I hope not.
I believe the phrase is, I'm big enough, I'll do whatever the hell I want.
Yeah.
See? I'm.
He does that when I'm here, so.
Say, and I understand.
Yes.
You know? But those of you who are listening, I am the sweet one. I'm demure.
So, for the 2 weeks that Jimmy's gone, it's going to be Jim Crawford and Sandy.
Yes.
Right?
Oh, you've been listening.
I've been listening. Yeah.
I promise to be as good as I always am.
Oh.
And when
boy.
I'm good.
Yeah.
So those of you who would like to stop by and visit us, we will be here waiting for you.
Like I said, we'll be giving demonstrations at Texas Pennings.
Yes.
See? Among other things.
Yes.
Thank you.
Getting your practice in before, Louis, so that you don't hurt anybody, right?
Yeah, right. And I need a lot of practice.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm going to be missing out on that.
Well, take Pins with you to Hawaii.
I'm going with Stanley.
Oh.
When he takes his nap.
Oh, come on. He takes work, you go shopping.
That's true. It's true. He has work sent to him.
Oh, my.
Because he despises shopping. Despises it.
So, actually, it's not that he wants to do work. He's just trying to get out
anything
of shopping.
Anything to get out of shopping, yes.
No, he needs to do the extra work to pay for the shopping that Jimmy does while in Hawaii.
Hardly.
Now, while you're there, my sister Tippy would love something from the island, a little trinket of some sort.
You know, it's
you'll
bad
get your
luck.
Pearl necklace elsewhere.
I don't care where I get it. As long as I get it.
Jim, you know, it's bad luck to bring seashells back from Hawaii, so he can't bring you anything.
No.
Pearls.
And nothing from the big island or Pele gets mad at you.
Right.
If he brings you pearls, Jim, just sniff them before you put them on.
You know what? Am I supposed to rub my teeth on them, too?
Oh, I think that... only if you're wearing your brown hanky.
Ooh.
Woo!
That sounds enticing.
What were we saying about rubber teaching?
Oh, yeah.
In honor of Christmas, I will play green hanky and red hanky simultaneously.
Sounds like Christmas to me.
Ho, ho, ho.
Now we'll just put on Fist Me for Christmas again.
Yes.
That's right. You'll miss the other song by the Wet Spots we'll play during the leather show.
Which is?
Do You Take It Up the Ass.
Yes.
Oh, see, boy, Jimmy, you just jumped right on up in there. Yes.
Well, we were watching the video one time before the show started, and we were so much paying attention to that, we didn't realize that the theme song was over, and it was like, oh, wait a minute, we got a show to do.
See? Well, you know what? You know, speaking of taking it, what can I not say? We need a
There's
list
a list
of words.
In here.
Oh, see, you have the list over there.
So not in here.
You can't call the act by its name.
There you go.
There
oh, okay.
So you can't talk about FCCing.
Yes.
FCCing?
Yeah.
Okay. What about, if it's in a song, right?
No.
We'd rather not.
Okay. Is fisting considered something that's...
No.
No.
Fisting
Jim
okay.
Hansen made a career of fisting.
There you Well, true, because he had that pork on his hand.
Yeah. hey, sometimes you're Kermit the Frog, sometimes you're Jimi Henson.
There you go.
Hmm. Okay. I'm sorry, in honor of Lloyd, sometimes you're Miss Piggy, sometimes you're Jim Henson.
Oh! Well, he is a flying pig.
Miss Piggy does not fly.
Well, you know.
Except first class.
Yes.
Oh, I love her.
You know.
I bet you she smells good in the morning.
She was in a skillet with eggs next to her.
I didn't say that. She uses a nice vinaigrette.
There you go.
When you're frying her up in the skillet.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Especially when she's holding those chestnuts.
Enough about Fozzie Bear.
Okay, I have no idea where he's going.
Well, you know, haven't you ever had chestnuts wrapped in bacon?
Okay. Oh, I thought maybe your blood sugar was getting a little low there, Jimmy. No.
Are you talking about like Jim. Horse chestnuts wrapped in bacon?
Horse chestnuts?
Horse chestnuts.
I'm just going to keep hitting the 8-second button here for a little while. My impersonation of Samuel Morse practicing Morse code.
No. We do have an 8-second delay now.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah, that's kind of new this past year.
Oh. Well, you know what? Before we continue this conversation, yes. I just want to give a big shout out to Christopher. Hi, Christopher.
Hi, honey.
Hi, Christopher.
If he's still up, knowing him, he's asleep. And, well, hopefully he's asleep.
Well, especially after what you were doing.
Yeah.
Shh.
Well, the proof is recorded. You told him hello. Yes.
Thank you. There you go. See? And I'm being...
He would have said it earlier, but his mouth was full.
There you go, because I was eating peanuts.
Really?
Drinking coffee.
No.
You've caused so much silence on the radio tonight, Jim. My God.
No. That bratwurst was with walnuts.
Oh, wow.
I did not know his nickname was Peanuts.
Do I need to find more Christmas?
And Cracker
Where's
Jacks.
Where's all the dirty Christmas songs? I'm missing them.
I can sing one if you'd like.
I still want to play that one they had at the Colts show last year. Ho, ho. What a crock up.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I don't think you can do
that. Cannot do it.
Sandy might be able to, but even Sandy wouldn't get away with it.
No.
See?
Yeah.
Oh, and the gentleman who called earlier.
Yes.
If you call around 4, ask for Jim.
Which one? Was the guy who was singing Christmas songs to us?
No, it was some gentleman who used to be a DJ.
Oh, yeah, I talked to him, too.
Oh.
That was the first time I made Lloyd blush tonight.
Oh, boy.
I used to not blush at all.
And then you got on this show.
Yeah.
Wow. No, I asked him, I said, you know, is this the same type of show you remember when you first started coming to it? And apparently it was a little different when Buddy was here.
Oh.
Slightly.
Not much.
But
I don't know, that was before my time.
Mm. I don't know, the early days were pretty serious.
Actually, you're talking to two people who were here before me.
Wow.
Now you make it sound old.
Is that Joseph and Mary?
Sorry, Jimmy.
Did you start with Buddy? When did you start with After Hours? Because you two were involved in the show when I first came here for a few weeks. And then I think you bowed out.
It had to be...
Because the show started September 6th, 1987.
Hmm. We weren't here for the first couple of shows. I
okay,
know that.
And then I came along in March of 88.
Okay.
And that's when I met you.
Yeah.
Right here on After Hours.
I can't remember exactly. It was just we were involved with Gay Fathers of Houston, mm-hmm. and that's what we came to talk about.
Yeah.
And just kind of kept hanging around.
Yeah, you probably came down to do some phone work during
that's
the fundraising.
Exactly what it was. I came down here. Buddy was getting calls from people coming out, and I was with the
Gay and Lesbian Switchboard.
Kay Harper and I both came down here
to answer phones.
Yeah.
And before you knew it,
well, you know, that
moved into the studio.
You know, that says a lot about the gay community here in Houston, because when Robert and I met, I was involved in, I was married.
Mm-hmm.
I had a wife. I have two sons. We have two sons. And when I separated from my wife, and eventually Robert and I moved in together, the marriage was already over.
Mm-hmm.
She just didn't realize that for a very long time. But at any rate, I had heard, had seen, I think, somewhere, something about Gay Fathers of Houston. And if I remember correctly, didn't I call the switchboard?
Yes.
I called the gay and found the number for the Gay and Lesbian Switchboard, mm-hmm. and called the Gay and Lesbian Switchboard to find out how to get in touch with Gay Fathers of Houston. And then through Gay Fathers of Houston, I think we were asked to come down and, was it talk on the radio or was it do, I think we were coming actually to do some phone answering one night.
Right.
For the fundraising
mm-hmm.
time.
Mm-hmm.
And then we ended up.
And then Buddy wanted us to come in and talk about Gay Fathers.
Yeah.
Also. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And it's funny because that led us to the, what was then the Gay Pride Committee.
Yes.
And so it's funny how we were talking earlier,
yeah.
you know, about how things evolved, how our involvement
exactly.
has evolved.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's wild. And, you know, here we are. We've all evolved.
Sure have.
Yeah.
It's been amazing.
That's great.
Amazing journey.
And we're all still here.
We're still here.
Yay.
Well, a lot of us.
And we're grandfathers. Yay.
Whoa.
So, but there's no grandfathers. Gay Grandfathers of Houston organization. There doesn't need to.
No, it's spry.
It's spry.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not quite ready yet, thank God. But
well, as of 2 weeks, I get to join spry.
Yeah, you're going
to. And it's, I am looking forward to this because it's going to be the first time in my politically active career, my gay active career, that I am going to join an organization and be the youngest one there.
Wow.
Because I have always been the oldest one here at the radio station since the
Jeez.
First day I walked in.
Yeah, but that was 20 years ago.
I know, and it continues to this day.
Okay.
Of course, our intrepid photographer tells me that I am mistaken. That he is older than me.
Well, if anybody's willing to admit they're older than you, accept it. Accept it as truth. So you are almost exactly 10 years older than me.
Yes. Yes.
Because yeah, I just turned 50.
I'm going to have a complete redo done.
Really?
Yep.
Going to have a makeover?
I'm having a makeover. And Jim Crawford's lover is doing it.
Wow.
Is he out there?
He's out there.
Doing what?
He's on the phone. Christopher is going to do a makeover on me.
A makeover?
Okay.
Why is he laughing?
I don't know.
The last time I saw a makeover done in Houston, it was a little scary, so...
Well, speaking of, we just got a call from Christopher.
Did we now?
Yes, he's still awake. Hi, Christopher.
Wow.
Hi, honey.
Hi, Christopher.
So, Christopher, did you know you were doing a makeover on Jimmy?
Yes, he does.
Okay.
Yes. You got lots.
What kind of makeover?
What, needle and thread or
from
what?
The neck up.
As what? For what? When? How?
Next week.
Oh, haircuts.
Ta-da.
Oh, I thought you meant like a makeover.
Haircut. Yeah, I do mean a makeover.
Haircut and a coconut bra.
Oh,
yeah.
Yes.
Absolutely. Great.
In a thong bikini?
Oh, boy, you don't want to see me in that. No, my thong bikini days are over.
There's nothing for the string to get caught in.
Oh, ouch.
I was going to say something, but when my mouth shut. No.
Were you going to mention that night when Jimmy's pants were down so they could auction off his pink drawers?
Yes. Well, that came to mind. I was flabbergasted
that anybody would want to buy my underwear.
And then, well, why not?
And they did.
I know. Hey. I mean, got that? What? They were pink, trimmed in black, weren't they? Or trimmed in white?
White.
White.
Mm-hmm. I remember. See?
Yeah.
And I have a horrible memory.
And who was the lucky individual?
One of the Tres Amigos, wasn't it? Three Amigos, wasn't it?
Oh, it could have. Yes, it was. Yes, it was.
I think it was Gilbert.
Yes.
Probably. I think so.
I was going to say one of the Chihuahuas, but that's okay. They don't like when I say that, but it's okay.
We know you say it with love.
I do. I really do.
Well, if they want to go yep, yep, yep around your knees, hey.
And you can call Sandy on that one.
Yes, I will go there, and I have gone elsewhere.
See? Aww. Well, we're slowly...
Oh, Jimmy?
Are my hands cold?
No, you called.
Oh!
I heard your psychic vibe.
Oh, yes. Yes, you heard it.
Oh, good. So that means the other room is only partially occupied.
Oh.
I went there and went elsewhere.
There are perks to this show.
Mm-hmm. I see.
And about bloody time I started getting some of them.
See? Well, we thought you were the glue that held this all together.
Oh, he is.
See?
I can't. It's been so long, I probably can't even run that board anymore.
That's why I keep saying the way I say. I'm hoping to get, you know, another hiatus so that I take a break from here.
Well, just remember, you can't tell my mom.
What would I tell her?
I don't know. You can't tell her.
No.
Well, you know, if you give us...
Really I care, never talk with my mouth full anyway.
Yeah. Give us a reason for our lips to be sealed.
You've already had your reason. 3 or 4 times, I might add.
Mm. Oh, there.
And once there. Elsewhere.
Oh, it must
that
be
That will kill Jimmy.
It must be time for music.
Yes. Let's do something somber.
Okay.
Let's do something somber.
Somber.
We need to retire a song.
Oh, yes. Yes, we're retiring
a song. We do retire
song.
That. With my glasses.
Dun, dun,
oh, I actually need to retire the whole CD because it's getting old.
Don't tell me.
Number two. That's right.
Yes.
That's appropriate for this song.
Jen Barlow. From the CD Dyke the Halls. We now officially retire. Jerry Falwell is coming to town.
Yes.
Since he's in hell.
Oh, poor Jerry.
Did I say that?
He's had a rough, rough life, so...
From Jan Barlow, for the final time on KPFT's After Hours, here on KPFT Houston, 90.1 FM, 89.5 Galveston, and always the World Wide Web, Jerry Falwell's coming to town. Looks like a pig. He wants a
Jerry and the Pacemaker. You better watch out, but don't be afraid. Just arm yourself with a big can of Reed. Jerry Falwell's coming to town. Well, I've seen a big flood, seen a big blight, but I've never seen such a big parasite. Jerry Falwell's coming to town. Whoever thinks he should be the poster child for birth control thing, oh, there's always the clap and always herpes, but I think he's a far worse social disease. Jerry Falwell's coming to town. The kids in all Atlanta would have a jubilee to deck his halls and roast his nuts in the fire on Christmas Eve. Oh, let's all play radiologist. Now, how many non-hypocritical bones does he have in his body? Oh, to those who might think this ditty is cruel, well, look at the love they teach in his school. Jerry Falwell's coming. Jerry Falwell's coming. Coming. Throws a whole new light on orgasms, doesn't it?
Wham.
That was pretty.
Yeah. Wham, Last Christmas.
Uh-huh.
And before that was Sid Spencer.
Yes, I Believe in Santa Claus, the late, great Sid Spencer.
And before that, the final playing of Jerry Falwell is coming to
you. Yes,
now.
Yes.
Okay, so we need to find...
Really happy to see that was the last time we need to hear that.
You know, Jan doesn't have to change much on it. You know, Fred Phelps is coming.
Yeah, I know. I know. If she's still around, Buddy played that. So that's how old...
Yeah, no, we had problems with the CD last week. 1986, Dyke the Halls.
Yeah.
Christmas Folly. Hmm. This goes... where do I stick this?
Okay, we're still here with Lloyd and Robert. Jim Crawford's here.
Hello, everybody.
The After Hours Irregulars are in the background.
Well, we were trying for number three, but he... ran like a scared bunny.
Three?
Oh, yeah.
We didn't see two.
Oh, wow. Who was number two?
I got to see that Christmas present unwrapped.
Who was number two? Oh. Oh.
Hold on a second.
Oh.
I'm just being a distraction, aren't I?
Oh, yes, you are. You are quite the distraction tonight. So lovely.
See, this wall is right in front of me, and I can't see it.
Bless it, welcome to the world of second chair.
Yes. I'm like, I want to know what's going on. Hold on.
And when
someone sitting on Santa's lap.
When that straight guy comes in.
You know, this is a heck of a comeback for Firewolf, wouldn't you say?
Yes, I would say. What is the deal?
Well, I've been just with work and everything and trying to get my truck,
mm-hmm.
which I got.
Congratulations.
I'm now a Texas truck owner.
Okay. Ooh. So what's going on with you personally?
Well, hopefully next year I can start my transition.
Okay.
If money mm-hmm. pans out. And yeah. I finally got some financial backing to open up my truck stop up in spring.
Mm-hmm.
So.
What does that mean, a truck stop?
It means I will own my own business.
And you'll see advertisements for his business
and
on
what
stuff
is
like
this
Craigslist.
Truck stop... Then it's an old-fashioned truck stop. It's got the hotel attached to it and the full restaurant.
Oh, okay. That's what you're talking about.
Make sure you give Jimmy...
I've been around for a couple days.
Well,
Jimmy, we know what you're talking about. I know what you're talking about.
I know that's the original term, but it could mean a lot of things.
It does.
Jimmy wants to finally upgrade to the title of concierge at a truck stop.
Our town boy for the showers?
Yeah.
Unfortunately, all rooms have their own shower.
Yeah. Oh, damn. Yeah.
Jimmy will give whole new meaning to biscuits and gravy on the buffet.
Yes. Yes.
Saying that.
So you're still wanting to do that?
Yes.
Transition. Okay.
I've had to put it off because of the truck. And
mm-hmm.
I had it one day and I got in an accident.
Oh.
Wow.
Uh oh.
Looks like new though. They fix it really well.
Mm-hmm.
But that and probably going to be starting college next year.
Oh, congratulations.
Finally.
Good.
25, and I'm just now starting college.
Hey.
Go early.
Never too late.
Busy, too busy, late. Busy.
Yeah.
Yay.
Mm-hmm. I'm still single.
And the ad's
just putting that out there.
Okay.
Okay.
So if somebody wants some of this, they better hurry.
Either that or take a number, one of the two.
Tonight it's more like take a number.
Yeah, boy, howdy.
Every night, actually.
Boy, howdy.
Oh, every night.
Right.
Oh,
I just don't get many people pulling the numbers.
Oh, okay. That's quite a number to pull.
Jimmy, when you were referring to a truck stop, what were you referring to?
Could have been.
It can be that kind of truck stop too, Jimmy.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure.
Yeah. Didn't know.
I just don't know that many truckers.
Because we had this conversation once before.
Yes, we have.
Yes, many times, I think.
Look, there's truck stops and there's dry docks. He was talking truck stops.
See, there you go.
There we go. There we go.
You mean there's a difference?
So, yes. What? Why a truck stop?
It's just something I've had in my mind for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the fact that in Houston, for some godforsaken reason, truckers can't park anywhere. I mean, they have to actually park on the lot they drop their trailers at, or find a Walmart somewhere that's willing to let them park for the night.
I see.
And
because they need a lot of space.
Right. Then they have to run their truck all night to keep the heater going and whatnot.
Or the air, yeah.
It's so much simpler for them to be able to pull into a truck stop, rent a hotel room for a couple hours, sleep, then go pick up their next trailer and then go.
Yeah.
So you're looking for some place to be able to park their big rig in your back lot.
Basically.
For a couple hours.
In both sense of the term.
Well... And you get to choose those cute little outfits for the waitresses.
Hey. Wow.
I want to be what Flo.
Wow.
I'm Flo.
Hello.
Let's hope you have an easy Flo.
It hasn't been easy for a long time.
Okay, first thought, ew. Second thought, ew.
Stop.
As a gay man, that's one of the great things we don't have to worry about.
I'm not gay. I'm bi. I'll do anything on two legs.
I'm not going to go there.
That's good to know.
I'm not saying
anything. Hey, Jimmy, be careful. I don't think your insurance covers the whiplash you just got.
That is good news for me. Yes.
It's good news for anybody listening.
Mm-hmm.
Should I put my website? Or my email address or something?
If you would like.
I don't think I should. It's a little
That's
long.
That's perfectly fine with me.
Anything long you want to give Jimmy, he'll...
Robert, well, in that case, I'll show you my toy collection. Not that toy.
Robert is conspicuously quiet.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He's taking it all in.
What if I
should
got
I go over and say hi?
Oh, well, that would be nice.
Oh, there he goes. Good Lord, I haven't seen a chair.
I have a knee.
That's right.
He's a wet
hair now. Now you can't be left out.
He is a former daddy of Montrose.
Yes.
That's right. Most recent former.
Yes.
Congratulations.
Now, see, there's something else I've had trouble finding lately.
A daddy?
A mistress, actually.
Well, whatever.
There's not enough of them in Houston.
I can't help on that one, sorry.
And the ones that are here are lesbians, so I'm, you know.
The mother of Montrose would not fit for that category,
no.
Sorry.
No. Well, once upon a time. But it's been many years.
Well, don't get me wrong, I mean, a master would be nice, but, you know, they're usually so violent.
The dirt comes out.
Hold on. Let's go back to your ad that you just played
as we were watching.
Go ahead, read it.
Well,
you need to
now,
be here in 2 weeks.
How about
every week?
Now, that was actually a serious subject you just brought up. If you said masters are violent, masters should not.
The two masters I've had were extremely violent.
They shouldn't.
Then they were not good masters.
Yeah.
Well, they shouldn't do anything that hasn't been agreed upon previously.
And see, that's the thing is you agree with some of them, and then they go way beyond, and
then sorry, they're no good.
Now that would be a dream come true.
What, a master? Jimmy, I didn't know.
It was a different conversation.
No, I
watched through the window.
Yeah, Jimmy was referring to the view through the window.
I know. Yeah. That's why I was thinking.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
You guys live in a picture frame over there from what we see.
Only just for everybody listening, I am now officially on Craigslist.
Are you now?
And on Robert's lap.
And on
my lap.
Yeah. Oh. Come on, Bobby, your turn.
It got very quiet.
That condom had the
idea.
You know, most people would be very jealous the fact that I'm the only half nude person here, but you know, I really don't care. I'm a nudist.
You always rearrange that.
What, have me be clothed and everybody else nude? That works too.
No, it wouldn't.
Dear God, it wouldn't. Just hopefully the next show host isn't listening.
It's just, you know what?
Because I wonder. You guys want to stick around for the next show host? He's kind of cubbish.
Oh,
really?
Yes. Mm-hmm. We'll bring him over to the dark side.
I just.
You know what?
Love you, Chris, but I'm trying to see what's going on behind you.
It's like, move, Chris.
It's the lingerie show.
There
this
we go.
This is Victoria's Secret. Must be Victor's Secret.
Oh, here we go. It's all on. Shh, there's a hush. Okay.
Yes, there is a kind of hush all over the world tonight.
I can even do the walk, too. I go to enough fashion shows.
See?
Do you need to splash some water on yourself there, Jimmy?
Yes.
Go, yeah. Chris. Go, Chris. Go, Chris.
There is, you know, there are just some nights that make it all worth it.
Yes. So many perks from this
this
job.
This is one of those nights. Mm-hmm.
You know what? You know, Jimmy, I might have to come more often.
Thank you.
Oh, look at it. You know? I think Jimmy kept this a secret for a long time.
We need better mirrors.
We are having fun.
It's a secret. You just haven't been listening.
We are having fun. And, you know, the show that comes on next is a relatively new music show by this really cool straight guy.
Coming from you, that's a heck of a compliment, Jimmy.
He really is a really cool and hot-looking straight guy.
I really hope he's not listening now.
And I've said that in his
No,
presence.
I meant is, Chris.
Is he going to want to wipe Chris's chair down before he sits on it?
I may take it as a souvenir.
Got the pride out of the purse.
Considering what we're seeing here, let me...
You know, there's better trophies you can take home, Chris.
Oh, I don't know.
Well, no, he's talking about the chair I sent
you.
You can take me instead.
Oh, there you go. That's what you meant.
I think it's an appropriate title of a song to put in the background.
What is it?
Overture from Nutcracker.
That hurts, Chris.
Well, that was written by a gay man, by the way.
Yes.
Yes. One of my favorite classical music pieces.
Because definitely we've had some nutcracking and...
Actually, anything by Tchaikovsky.
A hell of a lot of overture.
Okay, I know somebody else who's getting jealous. So I better go sit in his lap.
Aww. See, he's so nice. He's a nice person.
There's really so much
is.
Rearranging going on in this other room.
Well, you know, you gotta like be more on it.
Yeah,
he's
well.
On Jim's lap now.
Okay. Oh.
Mm-hmm. See, it's like Christmas here.
Yes, it is.
And I'm the present.
See?
No, we had to run
it's unwrapped.
We all had to run wrap
something.
We don't
call it the 12th.
I love it. Now, this is the way to end up the year.
That's now, who true. Wants to be the 12 inches of Christmas? been there, done that.
Same, look. See, when you talk about S-E-X, see, I didn't say it.
You didn't say it.
Everybody comes running in here.
Yep.
Is Everybody. That what we were talking about?
Well.
I missed that.
In a roundabout way.
Oh.
Yeah, you know.
We even have the ghosts of Christmas's past right here.
Well, let's just hope that 2008 is as fun as the show's been.
Yes, it has been fun tonight.
Yeah.
It has been fun.
Well, you know, Lloyd, do you have any resolutions?
Me?
Uh-huh. Not reservations, resolutions.
No.
No.
If I did, I'd break them immediately.
Well, that's true.
Well, then you got to pick a good resolution. Like,
I have a resolution.
You promised to have your uvula knocked out of its place, or. For those of you who already had the tonsils out, you know. Jimmy's sitting there trying to remember back to biology. What the hell?
I had mine taken out when I was 4.
Your uvula?
Actually, Lloyd hasn't had his tonsils out.
I have huge tonsils.
Ooh.
And, you know, actually, I need to have them removed. But what's frightening is that I do pretty well at certain things with my huge tonsils.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we could probably drive a freight train down my throat if they were gone.
Wow. And now for 30 seconds of rebuttal.
I have no rebuttal for that.
Baylor Medical is open.
You got that
on film? Wow.
What, Lloyd? Robert, you're so lucky. You know.
Yes, I am.
Yeah, you really are.
Yeah.
So, no.
Well, I am too.
Oh.
Come on. We'll be sweet for just a minute, okay?
You two have been together for how long?
We'll be sweet. August was 22 years.
22
years. So we're working on 23.
That is very good.
Yeah.
That's 100 gay years.
Wow, that's my age.
You know, maybe it's me, but you two look like the same. Well, not maybe not that.
70s. Oh no, you were at our house. You saw the picture
I
when
saw
we
the
got
picture,
together.
Yeah, the 70s.
I
picture.
Had hair.
Oh, that is so 70s.
No, wait, that was 85. In the 70s, I had a lot of hair.
What now? Did you guys celebrate your birthday?
Yes, he did.
Yes.
And yeah.
And he doesn't want to talk about
I'm
it.
I'm not asking you a question. I don't want to know about your age. Because
I'm 50.
You are.
I'm 50. I do not, in my brain, I am not 50. I am a totally virile 26-year-old, maybe. But I'm not. I mean, it's my body that's 50. God, is it 50?
Just yeah. wait. Honey.
Yeah, and some days it's older than that. But,
oh, just wait.
Yeah.
See, you know what? You know, once my friends told me, once you hit 40, you know, you will notice everything go wrong, and it has. Because I'm going to be 47? No, 48.
See, his memory's already gone.
See, I'm telling you. I'm going to be up there.
I must be an overachiever because it started early for me.
Mm-hmm.
I turned
40
in May.
See?
Wow.
But we all look so young and virile. Those of you who are listening, you would not, you know, when yeah. you open up those magazines and you see those bodies, that's what we look like.
That's why I need a makeover because I look so young and virile.
Well, you get plenty of sleep.
I certainly do. So
you're not out in the sun that much.
I will be.
That's true. That's why you need the makeovers, yeah. to protect yourself from the sun.
I am going to Hawaii to rejuvenate. I always rejuvenate in Hawaii. I don't know. There's something about going there, the water, the air, the relaxation.
That's what Don Ho used to say.
Mm-hmm.
Don who?
Tiny bubbles.
Yeah, all about
dress. I don't know.
It's all about the tiny bubbles.
Yeah.
Make sure you take that lotion.
You know, I think there's something about the blue water that we don't get here on the Texas Gulf Coast. Yes, our water's brown, mm-hmm. but I'm sorry, I love the Texas Gulf
warm.
Coast anyway.
It's warm. Mm-hmm. The Pacific Ocean is cold.
Yeah.
Even in Hawaii, although Hawaii is very close to the equator, the water is always cold.
Really?
Even in August.
Not been there.
Yeah, well, yeah. When my family moved down from Pennsylvania, you know, we're used to going up to Atlantic City
mm-hmm.
and occasionally go play in the Atlantic.
And it's cold.
And so when we moved down here, we said, well, you're so much closer to the coast, you probably go all the time. I said, you know, I might as well pour sand in my bathtub and fill it up for if I want to get hot and sandy and dirt and salty like that. <you know>.
We're from Pennsylvania.
Philadelphia area.
Oh, see.
Pottstown.
Pottstown?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Well, that says a lot.
You left Chris speechless for a moment. My God.
You probably ate something of the most famous export from that town recently.
Who was that?
Mrs. Smith.
Oh.
Pepper pies?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
And did you know that I am from New Jersey?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know the name of the town I am from in New Jersey?
Sleepy Hollow?
No, it's an old Indian name, meaning Black Rock. The name of the town is Sukasana.
And like I said, there you go. Enough said, Jimmy.
I the town was named for him.
Didn't have a chance for that.
No, you didn't.
Didn't have a chance.
No wonder pink is your favorite color.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, I'm from a small town in Ohio called Bel Air, which is Indian for beautiful air.
Yeah.
Right across the river from Wheeling, West Virginia. So that says a lot about
WWVA Wheeling, West Virginia.
Yes. Oh, see, somebody knows that.
Absolutely. My dad listened to that station all the time.
Oh, man. They used to pour in some big country stars.
Uh-huh.
Mm. Wow. Robert and I are almost unique.
Yeah, how so?
We are both from the same little tiny town.
What?
We are both native Houstonians.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Yep.
Congratulations.
Oh, my God.
We stayed here.
Wow.
We like it here.
I'm almost a native Houstonian. I've been here since 1966.
Wow.
So half your life.
More than that. More than that.
That is almost native.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm a native of Houston, but more Missouri City than anything else.
Mm-hmm. Well, it counts.
That's close. I'm East Side trash.
Not really. It's just a giant neighborhood.
There's several East Sides in here that are trash.
Oh. Except that I live in Pasadena now.
Where?
You say that trash like it's a bad thing.
No. I'm Empress of East Side trash.
Yes, you are.
See?
Yes.
And so I hold that honor high. Uh-oh. He has a letter.
We have letters.
Oh, do we?
We do.
They just arrived.
Wow. Who from?
The postman comes late.
Who from?
And often. Hi, me. This first one.
Good, good. Hi, me. Hi, me recently sent Chris and I portraits that he did of...
From
a very old group picture, and they were amazingly good. So we need to send him some updates.
Yes. In fact, mine, in case you hadn't heard, I have it on my one profile.
You do?
Yes. It's on my Bigger City ad that I put that on there.
Oh, we saw that earlier. Yeah. That's very nice.
Isn't that nice?
Yes.
And that's nice. From one of our MBBs, Men Behind Bars, who writes to us. Almost every week. What's he up to?
I want to thank you for the beautiful Christmas card.
And oh, good, he got
kind
it.
Kind words. Of all the Christmas cards he received this year, yours is the one he cherishes the most.
Aww.
Yes, we are old friends. He's been listening to After Hours for almost 12 years now.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow, that's great.
Before then, he was out of range.
Yeah.
And he's been queer all of his life, but it wasn't until he started reading gay literature and listening to queer voices in After Hours every week that he began to truly accept his sexuality. And is proud of who I am, and I love it. Thank you, Jimmy.
You are very welcome, Jaime.
That makes you eligible for a toaster oven, I think.
No, I mean...
There's a joke to tell how old the people are.
This man has been writing to us for a long time. I feel like I know him personally through all of his letters. And I know he feels that way listening to us, because he listens every week to this show.
Of course, that's he would great. Love to have more pictures. Please send them. As mentioned, the pictures in his Christmas card, because he heard to say something about it on the radio, and you mentioned it again in your Christmas card.
Yes.
And you and Chris were talking, and I heard you say that your eyes were blue, and that's how I knew that my keen observation.
Oh.
Or by paying attention to all you...
He must have been paying attention. I don't ever remember even talking about my eyes.
He's wondering if you'd like him to do a painted portrait of Stanley.
Whoa.
They did that once before. It was called The Portrait of Dorian Gray.
Stop. Stop.
That's another joke. If anyone gets there, your age is showing. Yeah, I love doing that. I was chatting with one person saying, you know, I'm Caucasian. I had a friend who's half Asian. He's this other guy I was fighting with is half Native American. And we're talking about, you know, having a Hispanic guy in there. I said, well, now what we need is an African-American, and we can do a United Bennington porn. Didn't have a clue what I was talking about.
You're kidding.
No.
Ooh, ouch.
Same. Yeah, same reaction I got when I mentioned McDLT.
Must be really young.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, young. Legal, so, you know. The guy from Dateline, don't bother. You're too late. We've crossed that bridge.
I see.
Portrait of Stanley. Ooh. He also would like to paint a portrait of Judy Reeves.
Really?
Oh, that's sweet.
You don't know what you're getting yourself into.
That would be tough.
Why?
Well, because there would be a lot of white paint.
No. That's terrible.
That's terrible.
She wouldn't sit still that long.
No. You have to take a lot of photographs of her to, because she does not photograph as well.
Vampires usually don't.
So it'd be a three-dimensional picture.
Jimmy, what?
And she hates. Oh, she readily admits that she hates every picture of herself. Hates them.
Whatever happened to that? Those pictures I took at that last event. I had like about seven or eight of her.
I don't know.
But they were on her camera.
Oh. I don't know. I don't know.
So she probably took them and deleted them.
She probably did.
Yeah.
What else does Tommy have to say?
He wants to play a song by Lynn Lawson, When We Get a Chance.
Lynn Lawson?
Yeah. It's that song where she sings about being I am what I am and standing up for being proud. We'll play it next week. Anyway, you're going to be in Hawaii for your birthday.
Yeah.
13th. Is it 13th?
Yes.
So.
He does listen.
Doesn't he?
Jeez. Uh-huh.
These guys are great.
From the 6th to the 21st, two Saturdays, and of course, you know, I'll miss you. And I hope that you and Stanley both have a wonderful time.
Thank you.
Because we'll be together.
Stop.
Oh, come on. I called you up earlier. You seemed a little chipper. I go, oh, what, is Stanley not in town? And he goes, yeah. And with Chris at the helm on After Hours, I'm sure all hell will break loose.
Yeah.
It'll be
Did
well
he write that?
No. It'll be well for a couple of weeks. But don't forget to come home. Please tell everyone I said hello. Remember to tell them the better the photograph, the better the job I can do in the portrait.
Okay.
So.
He's a really nice.
Yes, Jaime is incredibly nice. He and Tigger.
Now I'm going to be taking that portrait and getting a frame for it and putting it up in my apartment. And somewhere else I've got a Roger Rabbit that somebody gave me years ago. And another new letter here from Virgil.
Mm-hmm.
I just started to stay up late and catch the show early Sunday morning. I heard about it from Queer Radio on Monday night. They don't have the attitude I was looking for.
Well, we do.
Or I didn't care to help. No, I'm not gay. Okay,
that's okay.
But I just like to get a nut on whenever is around, whoever is around. But don't tell no one.
I have performed services for many males of various sexual orientations.
Very well put.
There you go.
And Jimmy's dedication, you know, to like the troops has been, you know,
he was
the first one to wear the George Washington Slept Here shirt.
There we go. I'm all into cock worship.
Oh, hold on, 3, 2. Oh. He started writing books 3 years ago about, and somehow some queers always end up playing a part on the man's of the man star in my books.
Oh.
I've read every one, and they seem like I have poison, but I still hear about homosexuality and lesbian every day on TV and the radio.
Good.
I've been in prison over 20 years and have put a lot of freaky Shiite in my books from here. In fact, two of my books have prison life in it on the sex that goes on uncut.
Wow. Some gay Muslim's going to hear that and get really upset.
I would like to get you to hook me up with someone who can help me get them published in any way. On that, probably what we'll do is we'll pass this on to
Judy.
Okay. Good. I was thinking someone else. I didn't want to say it.
Oh. No, Judy is having a book published.
Oh. I know. It's great for her.
So we got two letters. We'll pass it on to Judy.
Okay.
And with someone, you know, someone wants to help her get her published and someone to paint her portrait.
Yeah.
See, she's cool. Well known in this community. She really is.
And she wears it on her sleeve, on her chest.
I'm not going there, okay? Because I am.
You have to know her to know what I'm referring to.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this is the second time tonight that Judy's chest has been brought up.
Yes. Yes, as a matter of fact.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I wonder if her and Christopher Uh-oh. Are emailing each other.
He came in with a note, though. I thought of Judy called. She's on her way. I ain't scared.
Judy has been a good friend of mine for... almost 20 years.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're
I
all
met
decent.
Her
Come on
same
in.
Time I met you.
Really?
Yes, right here at this
wow.
radio station.
I know that she a lot of times feels like she's looking out for you.
Oh, yeah.
And I know she does.
Yeah.
She does. She means well.
Yeah. And when she was hospitalized last year, she spent 3 months in my apartment on my sofa bed.
Wow.
And we found out, yeah, we can live together.
Well, that's nice. That's nice.
You were talking about resolutions, and that's one of my resolutions for next year is that I am going to move into a permanent place.
Wow.
Place I'm going to spend the rest of my life.
Oh, congratulations.
Yes. I don't know exactly where that's going to be yet. Details are being worked out, but Stanley has been wanting to sell his place and get something else, or me move into his duplex, or. So that's going to happen in 2008.
Nice.
You move in with Stanley?
No. Not in with him. No.
Ah, okay.
No.
Sure, fine. Because we've
talked about several options, from a small complex to a duplex with a garage apartment, to redoing his place. He's got a wonderful duplex. Each unit is 2-bedroom, 2-bath, 1,800 square feet.
That's nice.
The rooms are huge.
Where is it?
Huge. It's on Dora Street, which is just a couple of blocks. It's off of Bissonnette, just a couple of blocks from the museum.
Mm.
Yes.
I'm going to have to call him.
Why?
Just to tell him all about you. Now, does he rent these out?
He owns a duplex. He lives upstairs and rents out the downstairs.
Oh, wow. So there's someone. See, we'll talk.
But you know, he's not in town, and his lifestyle has changed. He doesn't need that much space because he's only here about a week a month. Wow. So you know, we've been kicking around a few things.
Oh, good,
nice.
And I may end up just finding a larger apartment and renting it.
There you go.
Who knows? But a permanent place. He is, I'm 60. He is 80. He will be 81 this year.
Wow.
Yeah.
He doesn't look it.
No, not at all.
Wow.
But, you know, we're, you know, kind of thinking about where we want to spend the rest of our lives.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And my apartment is too small.
I've seen it. I can vouch for it.
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
Oh.
Except you'll have to find a place to put all your CDs.
That's the thing. I've got
You need to get a place
stuff.
With an extra room.
Stuff. A lot of stuff.
An angel room. A music room.
Yeah.
A pink room.
Oh, well, that
No, it's a wardrobe.
That goes without saying.
We'll
just make the pink room
stuff.
The living room.
We've been in that house for 16 years. We have.
That's stuff. Right. But yours is a big house.
Mm-hmm.
And it's full of stuff.
It's full of stuff. Sometimes it's big. It depends on who's there.
Oh, okay.
When the kids come home and the grandkids come home, it gets small in a hurry. Trust me.
I'll bet. But, you know, now the house. Is, these guys have a Christmas Eve party every year, and it was... Judy and I got to go to it for the first time this year, and we vowed to make that a tradition because it was so much fun.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. And he left the Beltway to go to somewhere besides the airport?
Tell me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He actually even went outside the Beltway.
It was scary.
Oh, yeah.
Did I ever invite you over to my place,
and
then?
And took four... I've been to your place. And,
No, not
your particular place.
You've been to Rose's.
Rose's place, yeah. But it was quite spacious. You had furniture moved out or moved somewhere.
Actually, they've replaced the entertainment center. Rose built one of her own.
Oh.
I think he was talking about their house.
You know Rose. She's got the table saw and everything.
Yes. Yes.
I'm surprised she hasn't cut off a finger by now.
Robert, if you ever want to give that centerpiece up, let me know. The one that was on the buffet
table.
With the snowman or the bears?
Oh, you mean the Christmas tree?
Uh-huh.
Oh. The stand.
I want that stand.
We acquired that stand last year.
So oh. You know me and bears.
Uh-huh.
Speaking of, did you just see?
Yes, we did.
Okay. Just want to make sure.
That's the host of the next show.
Okay.
He seems to be
nice
man.
What we brought, it came away from that Christmas party is, it's been a long time since I've been to an event where really everyone was friendly and interacted with each other.
Well, you know what that reminds me of, and I just thought of, was the Christmas Eve parties you used to have years ago.
Thank you. Yeah, that was a lot of fun.
Those were a lot of fun. We still have the little ornaments that we got one year that gave everybody Christmas ornaments. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
A lovely parting gift.
Do you remember how you used to have the Christmas Eve parties every year,
mm-hmm.
and there was always a white elephant gift exchange?
Yes.
Do you remember those springs from the 60-something Cadillac that the little girl got?
That little girl recently got married.
Oh, my God.
She's living in Seattle. She's kind of like my... I get Father's Day cards from this girl.
That's sweet.
Yeah.
That is very sweet.
Yeah, and she
should
is
be
now
Mother's Day.
30. She turned 30
just
this year.
Just for everybody listening, the white elephant gift exchange was always so much fun, and everybody loved doing it, and someone had brought this package that was so beautifully wrapped,
mm-hmm.
and it, God knows how much it weighed. Nobody could hardly pick it up. And this little girl that was at the party just had to have that gift that was so big, so heavy, and so beautifully wrapped. And she was so upset when she got these springs off an old Cadillac.
Yes. I could not believe it. And the other one that was very, very memorable was Crack House Barbie. Someone had taken a Barbie set and just... it down to very detailed, very 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 detailed. It was quite funny.
Mm.
Yeah,
see, that's what we need to do more of. Is like little things like that,
uh-huh.
just to cause you down to remember.
And the thing of it was, there was a very diverse crowd at your party,
mm-hmm.
from gay, straight. To bears and not bears, and leather and not leather, and
my sisters and my brother-in-law are the straightest people I know. They really are, and it's the one time a year that my sisters drink.
Really,
they each had their one cocktail.
One cocktail,
yeah. And then when we went to...
And they were just having a ball.
They were having a ball. And then on Christmas Day, when we went to one of my sister's house and the other sister was there, my sister said, can you bring over that stuff that you used to make our drinks the day before? Because we really, really like this.
Hey, good.
So they drank 2 days in a row.
2 days in a row. Yeah. Hey, hey. Well, it's Christmas.
That's
they
right.
can do that.
That's right.
They can do that.
So... Yeah, we like that diversity. And our next door neighbor was there early, and our next door neighbor's couple.
Mm-hmm.
And Bob, our next door neighbor, listens to KPFT quite a bit. He's listened to After Hours.
Wow.
He likes the show. He's a real diverse kind of guy.
Mm-hmm.
So when we said we're on the, you know, mentioned to him we've been on the radio, it's like, oh. What have you been on? It's like, well, KPFT. Oh, what program? After Hours. Oh, I've listened to After Hours.
And you're like, what?
Nah, he's great. He's great.
You listen to those crazy gay men?
Yeah. So,
That's cool. So who's doing what for New Year's Eve?
I'm working.
Oh.
Aww.
I'm actually helping run the New Year's Eve party at the bar.
Which bar?
The bar attached to my job.
Okay.
Hoppy's Texican Grill down in La Porte.
Okay.
Wow.
And we have a full bar. We're one of the few smoking bars in Houston.
Wow. How do you get away with it?
We're in La Porte.
La Porte is not Houston. Oh.
What are you two guys doing?
We're going to a nice quiet little party at someone's home.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, which is actually going to be a fundraiser.
Really?
For the Houston Area Bears, and that's money that will go to Hatch.
Very, very nice.
Sure. I just ask for donations.
Sure. Sure. Chris? Okay, Jim?
Jim, I am going to be with
Will I be with you?
Yes, you will.
I'll be with Jimmy. Oh, God forbid.
We'll be at Tony's.
We'll be at Tony's.
Will you be with Jimmy or will Tippy be with Jimmy?
Tippy will be out.
Because Christopher and Judy...
Mm-hmm.
See...
It's like a cat.
Tippy is my imperial wife at ICOH. We are first baron and first baroness.
God, that is frightening.
And Judy and Christopher... our imperial prince and princess.
And that's much more frightening than you ever want to know.
Oh, yeah. It is. And they are doing a New Year's Eve show over at Tony's.
You know, if those were actual marriages, those would be certainly sanctioned by the devil and hell.
Oh, yeah.
You know what? If they were two blondes, I don't think they would be alive to tell you about it.
Because
those two on the via email, hi Christopher, and via the phone, hi Judy. Oh, Jimmy, we talked about that.
Oh, I know.
It's like World War III. But they love each other. That's what's so strange. You know.
Both alpha personalities.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Very alpha. And both of them are very detail-oriented.
Uh-huh.
And so when the details don't go their way, there's fireworks.
I'm going to say they're both anal.
Well, there's that too.
Yeah,
there is that.
Yeah, but you know, but then there's Jimmy and I. We're
just like la 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 la, going through life.
Thank you. Like, whatever. It's like kiss me. Anyway.
Except there's something about Tippy that she just always looks stressed to me.
Stressed.
Yeah, it may not be her attitude. It's just,
I think her wig is too tight.
I think maybe that's
okay. It's a duct tape.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? Tippy is slowly improving. I mean, she's maturing. She's going through a phase. You know,
menopause.
Well, yes, true.
Maybe it's that she always strains that top button on her blouse.
I know. Well, you know what? I told her reduction, and she did, but it's still not enough. You know, she tries.
I see.
But, you know, she's getting there. She's a good old broad. And those of you who know her, it's Tippy Belmont Astor Windsor Goldstein.
Yes.
Yes. Been married so many times.
The Goldstein is new, so I haven't heard that one.
Yeah. Oh, Goldstein? Yes. Mm-hmm. That was...
having an affair with Stanley.
Yes.
Well, Stanley's relative.
Yes. There you
Stanley's
go.
Stanley's last name is not Goldstein.
Oh, it's not?
No.
Okay. Well, you know, because Tippy is so... looks so... what's the word I want to use? Mature.
Thank you.
That, that you know, people thought that, you know, she looked like a Goldstein.
There you go.
Not the age.
She does look like a middle-aged,
German drinking vessel? I'll try the Goldstein.
Yeah, there you go.
No, Jewish American princess.
After being on that boat.
That's right.
And when the fleet comes in, she goes and makes sure.
But if she's mature, she's not a princess anymore.
Well.
No, she's a... She's a good old girl.
She's a full-fledged queen.
Who needs jewelry, listeners, and some nice gowns. So, if you want to, drop them off here at the radio station.
And what size gown would that be?
A 20.
Okay.
Shoes 11, 12.
20? Are you sure about that 20?
Yes, I'm sure.
That's why the top button is way straining.
Not the 22, not 24?
Well, it could 20? Be. It depends on the make. But 20, 22.
If it's stretchy, 20. A 20.
Yeah, there you go.
If it's fitted, a 24.
There you go.
If it's moo-moo, it's 20. If it's cocktail, it's 24.
There you go. So just drop it off here at the radio station. She's not proud. She's been married so many times. So
I'm guessing... She believes marriage is charity, so...
There you go.
Yes, white is out of the question, yes.
All right, well, we're getting close to the end.
Are we now?
Yes, and we...
And we want to play a certain song?
Yes, that we were a little busy last week and slipped my mind.
Yes, we missed it.
To play it.
So we're going to play that, and then our PSAs are going into it. Starting next week, once again, we will be back to regular music.
And Daddy P is coming up.
As you notice, the stares of the certain gentleman here already saw him.
Yeah.
Just real quickly, I want to say thank you so much for inviting Robert and I to come.
Oh, you bet. You bet. And we need to do this at least once or twice a year.
I've run my mouth incessantly, and I've really, really, really enjoyed it. Thank you so much.
And occasionally, you were running your mouth, and you were actually talking.
Yes. That's true. Ouch.
I came into the picture.
Yeah.
Once again, it's part of our tradition we play here, and hopefully a tradition that will end soon. We play it
for the month of December.
For the month of December, we end the show with Melissa singing Happy Christmas, War is Over.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, hopefully we'll get to a time where we can play that just for the reason of the song, not for the message.
Yes.
And play it earlier in the show. So here we go for the last time for 2007.
Everyone have a Happy New Year.
Bang it if you got it.
What have you done? Another year over, and a new one's begun. So this is Christmas. I hope you have.
It's that time of year to plant trees in your area. So why not make it sweet? You can pick one out that's just right for your yard at the Urban Harvest Fruit Tree Sale. There will be a large selection of citrus, peaches, plums, apples, pears, figs, pomegranates, pecans, grapes, blackberries, blueberries, mangoes, starfruit, cherry of the Rio Grande, avocados, dragon fruit, and more. The sale will be held Saturday, January 19th from 9 a.m. until 1 p.m. with talks on varieties and care of the trees on the two Saturdays before the sale from 2 to 4 p.m. The sale and talks are located at Emerson Unitarian Church, 1900 Baring Drive, between Westheimer and San Felipe, just outside the West Loop. Come early for the best selection and bring a wagon if you can. The sale site has a lot of on-site parking, with additional parking in neighborhood lots. For detailed information on prices, care, and directions, check the Urban Harvest website at www.urbanharvest.org. You're listening to commercial-free, listener-sponsored Pacifica Radio, KPFT, Houston.
In a demonstration at the Rose Parade in Pasadena, California on New Year's Day 2008. Thousands of local and national pro-impeachment and pro-peace American citizens will stage nonviolent protests and demonstrations throughout the Rose Parade, beginning at 7:30 a.m. in Pasadena, California. The White Rose Coalition includes members of the Los Angeles National Impeachment Center, Code Pink, Troops Out Now Coalition, ANSWER, Progressive Democrats for America, and others. Tune in as part of the 50 to 80 million U.S. viewers and 500 million worldwide viewers take part in this historic protest. Go to bcimpeach.com for details or call 310-497-7255. That's bcimpeach.com or 310-497-7255.
The free program you just heard was paid for by the listener members of KPFT Houston. If you're not already a KPFT member, we encourage you to join with us in keeping free speech alive by becoming one. Basic membership is still $35 a year. You don't have to, but you'll feel better. Thanks for listening.